Henry Clay varsity football team. The school has over 2,000 students and pupils at Henry Clay High, so a big school, big 6A school. They've got a lot of numbers out for their football team, but as Bobby said, the numbers really tell the tale. They've struggled to score. They have 20 points in the three games they played total, being shut out their last game against a Great Crossing team that won their only game of the year against this Henry Clay club, 41-0. So Henry Clay trouble. They have trouble scoring, scored only 20 points in three games, and while they're surrendering up in the 30s for defense. Bobby, the rushing attack, you know, is it because you're playing from behind that you run the ball all the time? One would think so. That's why the rushing is so low in numbers.
Right, 36 yards per game average, a meager 1.8 yards per carry, and when you consider that there was a run of 22 yards and 10 yards by two players who have carried the ball but one time this year for the Blue Devils, then that 1.8 yards is really closer to 1.6. They have been very, very ineffective, but as you say, they had to play from behind, and that means you've got to abandon the run more often than not.
Yeah, and try to get some downfield plays, and as far as the downfield passing, that's been, they've had their struggles with that as well, although much better numbers with Rohan Taylor being their quarterback. Henry Clay is under the guidance of Demetrius Gay. He is in his third year as the head coach of the Blue Devils. Started in 2020 with a 2-4 record, went 1-10 in 2021. Last year, the club was 3-8. This year, they're 0-3. They have had losses to Fleming County, Cooper, and Great Crossing. Both teams in the locker room right now as we're counting down to kickoff. It's homecoming here at Henry Clay High School, so we look to have quite a few people showing up. And I know one thing, they've got the entire military brigade out there, Bobby, with their junior ROTC program.
Doing whatever they can to get their ball club pumped up.
So we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll have more pregame all coming your way. GRC taking on Henry Clay. More to follow after these messages.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
This is Danny Neely. Neely & Wade Insurance is a full-service agency specializing in protecting your family and your business with personal and commercial auto, home, casualty, life, and health insurance. We are an independent agency, which means we represent several insurance companies. We can find the best coverage at the best price for you.
This is Nevin Goble. I specialize in health insurance for businesses. Give me a call, 744-3857.
Great rates and personalized service. Neely and Wade Insurance.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center when every minute matters. Emergency strikes day or night. Clark Regional is there when you need them most, providing emergency care close to home, including their higher levels of heart care found in an accredited chest pain center, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Clark Regional Medical Center. From the routine to the unforeseen, count on Clark. Check their average ER wait time at clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver.
The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
GRC Cardinals on the road over here at Henry Clay High School on the campus on the Robert J. Bell Stadium on the John G. Herber Field. GRC and Henry Clay. The last time the Cardinals beat Henry Clay was in 2009. That score 12-6. The last time the Cardinals played Henry Clay was in 2019. Henry Clay won that one 34-6. So, 18 wins for Henry Clay, 4 for GRC, and a lot of times 3 of those 18 wins were playoffs. So these teams haven't met up in quite some time, but should be a good test for both clubs. The rankings came out as far as some of the state rankings, GRC and Class 6A football. If you listen to our Cardinal Connection on Wednesday at the Golden Corral, brought to you by the Citizens Bank of Kentucky, the Cardinals checked in at number 11 out of 30 teams in Class 6A. So they are on the rise, and when you look at the Cardinals' schedule, as Bobby and I have outlined and chronicled very clearly, their first three games, they have played three top 10 teams in their respective classes. So Henry Clay comes in here. Coach Jericho, we ask him, Bobby, coaches don't like to hear that term, trap game. He said, we prepare for everyone.
Has to, because you never know what's around the corner.
Yes, and team captain's getting ready to go to midfield for the toss of the coin here. The Cardinals come in again with this 2-1 record. They have won two in a row, and they look to ride this winning streak in over here at Lexington at Henry Clay. Cardinals have done a really good job, Bobby. I think a couple of salient points that get overlooked. You and I have talked about them. The special teams has been outstanding, and the turnover ratio, takeaways, has been very much in favor of GRC.
When you win those respective battles in a football game, chances are really, really good that you're going to fare better than average. And in most cases, you will win.
And the team captains out at midfield, Cardinals looking sharp tonight. White jerseys over red pants and a black helmet. They've got a good color scheme. Henry Clay, the Blue Devils, their colors, blue and gold. Blue jerseys tonight, gold pants. It is homecoming, and seems a little early for homecoming, but I guess you get it in when you can get it in.
Get it in, and maybe the opponent on the schedule has something to do with when you have it.
So a toss of the coin occurring as game time temperature is at 71 degrees with dark looming clouds over here at Henry Clay High School. And Henry Clay, they won the toss of the coin. They are going to defer until the second half. Cardinals come in again with a 2-1 record, taking on an 0-3 Henry Clay Blue Devil team. Bobby and I will take our final two-minute break when we come back. Kickoff, game action, all that straight ahead right here on WWKY.
'Cause I ain't in the gimmicks, and neither are they. I'm going to buy my ride the country time way.
This is Larry Odom for Country Time Motors. If you're thinking about getting a newer ride, think Winchester first. Think Country Time Motors. Think the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96. But most of all, think about how you want to do business. Do you want to pay no dot fees or $699 dot fees? Do you want to have a warranty for life or hear a dealer say, Sorry, friend, we sold it as is. Here's what I really think. You'll love the way we do business at Country Time Motors on the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96, Winchester.
Off-road enthusiasts, the CF Moto Power Fest sales event is going on at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling. Get a load of these dirt-slinging deals. Score $400 to $800 rebates off 21 and 22 ATVs. Save $500 to $1,200 on all remaining 21 and 22 side-by-sides. A $1,000 rebate off the 23 Z-Force 950 HO Sport. All other 23 ATVs and side-by-sides come with a 3-year limited warranty. Visit Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling today.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs, big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
The Cards play here.
Here, Bobby Baldwin with me, and we're at Henry Clay High School on their campus, the Robert J. Bell Stadium, the John G. Herber Field. The Cardinals will be kicking off to Henry Clay. The Cardinals head coach Joe Cherico is in his third year, and he's inching up closer, Bobby, to that 500 record. He comes in, he's won 75% of the football games he's coached as a high school coach. Had a 3-8 season at GRC, turned it around, went 7-5, and now got this team at 2-1.
2-1, looking to make it 3-1, but first thing they have to do is receive this kickoff and then turn on the afterburners and see what develops.
So the Cards, the last two ball games, which they have won, they have deferred and elected to kick away, but Henry Clay won the toss. They have that option, and they will defer until the second half. GRC coming out, and they're going to send their return men back deep for the Cardinals, and generally, and this is going to be the case again, Kamani John and Carter Maynard will drop back. Jeremiah Israel will be one of the up men, and he will be joined there by, looks to be, Trey Davis. So special teams has been really solid for GRC. We'll see how they do on this kick return as the Cards drop a couple back. Henry Clay at 0-3 gets ready to send it off to GRC. Glad to have you along. We appreciate all those fine sponsors that allow us to bring you GRC Sports. Left-footed kicker Ethan Cooper kicks it. It's taken by Maynard at the 4-yard line. He goes left side to the 20, breaks it to the sideline, 30, 35, stays on the left sideline, driven out of bounds right around the 41-yard line. Good return there for John.
Nice deep kick that got to the 5-yard line. He started up the middle and then cut to the left side, used his blocking well, and Cards with an excellent starting position here on their own 41-yard line.
37-yard kick return for Kamani John as GRC will come over from the sidelines. They are under the direction. It'll be Sam Clements at the throttle. He's played solid all year round, and that's probably the understatement. He's done more than engineered drives. He has won some games for this GRC team. Pistol look with Chestnut in the backfield, and they run Bryce straight up the middle. Big hole. First down and more. He's into Blue Devil territory, brought down at the 40-yard line of Henry Clay.
Give him 19 on the first play, right over center.
So the Cards come out with a quick hitter up the middle, and the offensive line, which has put up big numbers for GRC. Quick pass out in the flat, caught by Heath. He's at the 40 and tries to drive forward. Picked up a couple on that pass by Sam Clements.
Yeah, nice job of digging his way through the maze for 3 yards, so it'll be 2nd and 7. Cards on the move early.
GRC, not really, it's pretty much a no huddle, not a hurry up, but it's a sense of urgency as Clements rolls right, throws on the run, got his man for a first down, down to the 27-yard line with the catch for GRC, hauling that in. Nice catch for the Cards.
Yeah, just a tremendous catch. He went up high to get that one on the sidelines, brought it down, 11-yard gain. Cards first.
Haddon Cecil with the catch there of 11, another first down for the Cards as they drive. Clements, pistol look, handoff. Chestnut up the middle. He got to the 10, to the 5, smelling the end zone, upended at the 2-yard line. So a nice piece of running there for Chestnut as he rolls for about 27 on that carry.
Just a tremendous block again right over center for the Cards there. Have seen something on tape that they like right in the middle of that defense.
So the Cards threatening to score here. They picked up 3 first downs on a drive that began back at their own 41. And we're less than 2 minutes deep into this game. They overload the left side. They got trips over there to the left. Tight end, he sets on the right. Clements in the shotgun, takes the snap. Stretch play on the run. Chestnut tried to get to the edge, couldn't do it. Nice tackle and a heady play by Walden Cole that made the stop.
Cole, one of their better defensive players, and he shot the gap that time to catch him for a 2-yard loss.
So Chestnut had picked up 40 yards on a couple of carries, but he lost 2 there as it'll be now 2nd and goal from the 4. Clements over to the sidelines, comes back. He'll furnish the team the play, and the Cards will look at this 2nd and goal play. Balanced field, 2 wideouts to each side, 4-man front for the Blue Devils. High snap, handed off, Chestnut goes in, touchdown. Chestnut in from 4 yards out, and Bryce with the TD for the Cards on that rushing play. And for Chestnut, that'll be his 4th touchdown of the season carrying the ball.
Just a tremendous block again between the center and the right guard. He went in virtually untouched till he got to the goal line and fell in. Cards first score here at the 9:22 mark of the first quarter.
4-yard TD run, and Clements coming in. It would appear that the Cardinals are going for a 2-point conversion, although Clay Turley has not missed this year. Clements in the backfield. He eludes a tackle, tries to get to the left side, and he got to the goal line. And they're going to say no, but he ends up in the end zone. But they're going to say that he was tackled short of that goal line. So the PAT fails, but the Cards get 6 points. 9:22 to go in the first quarter. Cards strike first, up 6-0. Back after this.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Morehead, Kentucky is home to 3 art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Morehead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmorehead.com.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, it's the Cardinals kicking off, and it is not set deep. It is a short kick trying to catch Henry Clay by surprise as the kicker Levi Ross kicks it out of bounds, so Henry Clay will have the ball on a short field. It'll be marked, and the Blue Devils will start at their own 45-yard line.
Ball is placed at the 45-yard line.
So a penalty on the Cards hits you for about 15 on that, and... Here come the Blue Devils. Split look in the backfield. Taylor at quarterback. Hand off and hit in the backfield and laid down. T.J. Hooten got in there initially. He really shot the gap, and Hooten made contact immediately. Also got help by Isaac Wolf.
Blitz from right over center, and they had the ball carrier the instant he got his hands on the ball.
Loss of 3 on that, and they have a pistol look in the backfield. They send out Walden Cole to the right, matched up with John. Three linebackers, four-man front for the Cards. Left-handed quarterback slings it out, and it's incomplete. Pass was intended for Cole. Over there with the coverage, Kamani John got pass coverage support from Trey Davis, who was on the move.
Kamani did a good job of reading the eyes of the quarterback, and then he shot up right in the last instance, got that left hand in there, deflected that pass away. Big play here for Henry Clay early, third and 13.
Rohan Taylor, a junior quarterback, not a real big guy, 5'8", 150. He's in the shotgun with a pistol look. Card showing blitz on the edge. Here they come with Heath, and coming up the middle is Miller. They set up the screen pass, and the over-aggressive Cardinal team is burnt as the pass is completed down to the 40-yard line of the Cardinals. Henry Mackey hauled it in.
Nice 18-yard play on that one. They did. And it looked possibly rough at the passer to boot. So Cards a little careless here, a little too aggressive on that particular play.
So a nice play there by Mackey, which netted him 18 on that. It'll be a first down and a 15-yard penalty against GRC. So that penalty, that play, in essence, a 33-yard play.
Yeah, 43.
Yep.
That was huge.
Taylor brings his team up to the line of scrimmage in the Cardinal territory. And you're going to have movement by Henry Clay, and the offensive lineman irritated at himself and a little overzealous, a big guy. Kind of hard not to see him, Jeremy Deaton, 6'5", 285.
Well,
you stand up and... Well, wait a minute. It may not be Henry Clay's lineman. Actually gave himself up with some frustration, and yet they have it. It's going to go against GRC.
It looked to me like the defense moved, and then that big fella moved, and so the officials probably got it right, although it didn't appear to be the case early on.
So the ball at the red zone for the Blue Devils, and they're going for the trying to hit the go route down the left side. It's incomplete. Taylor wanted to work it out on the left side, tried the go route, and it's incomplete over there for GRC. Nice coverage by the secondary, and over there it was Quentin Falls.
Did a good job that time of tracking him down the sideline. Ball was thrown too deep, however, it was too far out of bounds, basically uncatchable.
So the screen pass and two penalties has put Henry Clay in second and five from their own Cardinal 20. Rolling out Taylor to his left, throwing on the run, and he just overthrew his intended receiver, Henry Mackey. It sails over his head, and it's going to bring up a third down situation for the Blue Devils.
Mackey open on the left side there, but the pass was a little too high for him.
Cards have some dandy linebackers. Ty Miller last week with seven tackles, and you also have in there for GRC we also know Hayden Heath, what he can do. He had three turnovers himself last week. Here it is, third and five. Cards may pin their ears back and rush. Here they come on the edge. Rolling, Taylor to his right, throws across his body. Got it complete inside the 10, and that's going to be a first down. That pass is hauled in by Luke DiNardo, the junior wideout.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be negated.
Down. Yeah. They're going to wipe that one off and back it up. The flag is thrown at the 25-yard line, holding against the Blue Devils, and Cards will back them up.
Would have been a 12-yard first down play, but hold the phone.
10 yards is marked off from the line of scrimmage.
So it's going to place the ball at the 30-yard line of GRC. 8 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Cards leading 6-0. They scored on a 59-yard opening drive for GRC, which netted three first downs. Here the defense with a four-man front for GRC trips to the right side, single wide out to the left. Play action, Taylor rolling, looking, throwing, downfield's got a man, hauled in at the 10, down to the 5, touchdown for Henry Clay. He slipped Kamani John's tackle, and the safety was not there to help, and it's a 30-yard touchdown pass.
Safety just a little bit too late getting over, but you have to hand it to the Blue Devils. They overcame that holding penalty and got the ball downfield for about 18 yards. The catch was made near the sideline, avoiding the tackle, taking it home for the score.
So the Blue Devils looking to try to take the lead here on homecoming night as these dark clouds looming overhead. Snaps down the hole. The kick is on its way, and they split the upright, and the Blue Devils have the lead. So you've got 7:56 to go in the first quarter. Blue Devils 7, Cardinals 6, back in 1 minute.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
You've been on the go all summer, but your summer adventures are coming to an end. At Major Brands, we say don't let them. With a $60 tire rebate on the Uniroyal Laredo family of tires and $40 tire rebate on all other tire lines, now is the time to snag a new set before September 28 and start planning your next adventure. With Uniroyal Tires, all season adventure starts at Major Brands, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling.
Jericho's about ready to call some timeouts. We'll see what happens here as Henry Clay's going to kick it off to GRC. And kind of surprised, Bobby, Coach Jericho. He's a guy that likes to burn the timeouts. We'll see what happens here. Cards scored early, but they surrendered a touchdown there.
Played just a hair over 4 minutes. Cards down by 1.76, but receiving the kickoff.
37-yard return the last time. See if they kick it away from John. This time Carter Maynard will take it at the 3-yard line. Up to the 10, he lost his footing, and he slips and goes down at the 16-yard line. So 14 yards on that kick return as Maynard had his sights set on more yardage upfield, lost his footing, and the Cards start deep in their own territory.
Similarly to that first run, he went to the middle and was trying to ease his way out to the left, but as he cut, lost his footing. So the big question now is, will Henry Clay make the defensive adjustments to stop that play right up the gut?
Well, they've got a big defensive line, 255, 235, and 280 on the front. They got a three-man front. Their linebackers come up on the outside. Hudson Cole looks to be rushing. He is. Chestnut got it, goes right side, upended as he crossed the 20, and a flag comes in late. And down on the bottom of the pile, offering the block for GRC, Ashton Tackett. As Chestnut was able to get to the 20, we've got flags afterwards. It looked like possibly a late hit, personal foul.
Yeah, he had to dodge his way up for 2 yards, but it looks like there may be a penalty on Henry Clay.
So a 15-yard penalty against the Blue Devils, and that will give GRC a first down, their fourth of the ball game, and it puts the ball up at the 36-yard line of the Cardinals. So they're out of the hole, so to speak. Balanced field, two wideouts to each side. Chestnut in the pistol look. Clements swings it out to the left flats, and the Kamani John tries to turn it upfield. The ball comes out, but I believe he is down after a minimal 2-yard pickup on the pass play.
Yeah, the defensive backs did a good job of reacting to that pass in the flat and were there to get him after a slim 2-yard gain, but second and 8, almost to their own 39. So
Kamani John adds to his team-leading reception numbers. He's caught 12 on the season, his first one tonight. Cards come out. Again, same look, balanced field, four-man front for the Blue Devils. He rides Chestnut into the hole, and he's upended. Second time we've seen Cole make a nice stop on Chestnut, a shoestring tackle as Bryce was ridden into the hole by the handoff by Clements and got one. That's it.
Walden Cole led him with 8 tackles for the year going into this game, and he's already made his presence felt here in the first 6 minutes of this one.
Cole, a guy that 6'1", 185, and a senior. They've got him playing pretty much like a monster. You can roam. You set on the strong side, or you've got that kind of flexibility. He's on the left now as the cards put into motion for GRC. They got going in motion. Haddon Cecil, empty set backfield. Here comes a blitz. Clements rolling right, looking, throwing on third down, and it's batted away. Broken up there by William Ballard, and that's the first incomplete pass for Clements, and it's going to bring up a fourth down for GRC. Fourth and seven, Bobby. We heard that number twice last week, and the Cards went for it both times.
Well, the Cards may have had a little bit more momentum behind them last week relative to this week, but it all depends on how the defense sets itself up. They've gone for it before, as you say.
Cards, again, they were 4 of 4 on fourth down plays last week. They were perfect on fourth down conversions. They trail by one here midway through this first quarter, and the Cards looking to set up with an empty set backfield going for it on fourth down. But Clements will pooch punt it, and it's over the head of the Blue Devils. It'll go to the 30, inside the 30. So they say at the 28-yard line. No return on that play as the Cards give it over to Henry Clay. Only the third punt that GRC has had all year.
Did a good job that time. Once they didn't put two players back, the Cards caught it and said, okay, we're just going to kick this one away.
A little bit beyond midway through this first quarter, Blue Devils with the football and the one-point lead, 7-6, 5:43 to go here in this first quarter of play. Homecoming night over here at Henry Clay High School. Blue Devils in the shotgun. They've got the pistol look. GRC with a three-man front. They bring the middle linebackers up, and here's a pass out that is, it's incomplete and a flag thrown at the end, and it's going to be roughing the passer, personal foul. Again, second one on GRC, and that'll be a first down for Henry Clay, and the Cards' second 15-yard penalty they've had. Actually, third if you throw in that kick that went out of bounds to begin the ball game. So they've had some big penalties, and Coach Cherico's one to talk about it. He's bringing his team over to the sideline. Timeout called. 5:38 to go here in the first quarter. Cards down one. Back after this brief 30-second break.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building.
So the Cards, after the timeout, try to regroup as Henry Clay on top, 7-6, a winless Blue Devil team. But don't tell the Henry Clay team that. They're out here playing hard.
They're getting after it so far, and Cards without one of their major weapons tonight, Clay Turley. So they've got their work cut out for them here.
First and 10 from the 44, their own 44, on the delay handoff. Nice piece of running, stopped short of a first down by maybe a yard, but Henry Mackey carries it near first down yardage, and I'm sure Coach Gay can live with that on first down rushing 9 yards. That's that's almost a third of their total yardage all year on that one run.
A long nine,
yeah.
9.5 actually. So they've done some scouting and been determined, and so far they're taking it to the Cards.
Cards got to watch it. You take a shot downfield. You've got Quentin Falls, the only guy back at deep safety, and we've got time called as evidently Henry Clay did not like the formation they had. So timeout by Henry Clay. Bobby's got a message he would like to impart.
Folks, we've been in a drought, but chances are we're going to come out of that drought. And if you're looking for a lawnmower, if you want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules, want everything without sacrificing anything, want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value, the perfect balance of power and performance, a Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. Come see Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg. for your bad boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com, mow with an attitude.
Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate Montgomery Tractor Sales and all of our sponsors that allow us to bring you GRC Sports. So it's going to be second and short for Henry Clay as they come out of a timeout. And again, this is, if you're going to take a shot deep, this is it here. We'll see what happens. Instead, they run the delay and a little handoff. Mackey will get the first down yardage. He got a couple of yards on that carry. Tackle made by Ty Miller as he got help in there for the Cardinals in there. Jones Howard made a stop as well.
Yeah, nice defensive play. He only got, actually, he just got a yard barely, but he got what he needed to move that chain.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Blue Devils. They break huddle. Darkness cast over this field right now. You got a slot receiver in the backfield from the shotgun. Taylor hands it off. Mackey's been successful his prior two runs. This time, not so much. It's shut down. And a flag thrown at the end of the play. And that's going to be, I'd say it's going to be another penalty on the Cardinals with the tackle in there. Cody Gibson made the stop.
Yeah, for a loss of one and a half on the play. But let's see what the flag is.
Well, it would lead you to believe the way Mackey jumped up that he was disrespected in some way. And dead ball foul, personal foul, 15-yarder. No, against Henry Clay, they say. But they're marching it off against Henry Clay. So it's on the Cardinals. That is the third 15-yard penalty by GRC. Excuse me. No, it's Henry Clay. It's on Henry Clay.
Yeah, Henry Clay was the culprit on that one. And we're up here, and we get a different perspective,
sure,
obviously, from what is actually going on the field. But Henry Clay, the guilty ones on that one.
Big penalty there. Excuse me on that. Card showing blitz. Hooten coming up to the line from the shotgun. Taylor back to throw. Here comes the heat. He's flushed out, giving chase and a flag thrown. Taylor turns it upfield, got near the 50-yard line. Hayden Heath just bulldogs him down short of the 50. A scrambling run, and it looks like it'll probably be a hold back, and that's going to be a spot foul, and that'll even dig the Blue Devils deeper in the hole.
Well, the Cards flooded three into the backfield instantly, and they were chasing that quarterback, and there was one blocker back there, and instinctively he made the wrong move. He grabbed somebody and the official there to see it, so going to be a huge penalty against the Blue Devils here, which is really backing them up big time.
Hooten's a real energy guy. They've got him playing inside linebacker, moving Hayden Heath to the outside. And with Hooten and Ty Miller rushing the middle, as Bobby said, they brought in Jones Howard as well. So he had three men blitzing in there, and that resulted in the Blue Devil penalty. Second and forever. They call it second, 35. Cards down by one. Blue Devils swing it out. It's a screen pass caught at the 25. Upfield to the 35. He lost the football. Lost the football, and looking in there, see if Quentin Falls has it. If he does, he does. That's his second fumble recovery of the season, and he picks it up.
Very opportunistic. The Cards had two or three players in the area trying to make that stop, and one of them got a paw in there and clawed that ball out, and as a result, Cards in business here. The Henry Clay 39-yard line here with about 3 minutes, 23 seconds left in the first quarter.
Well, a nice heady play in there by Quentin Falls.
Absolutely.
A senior that's come in here, and that's his second fumble recovery of the season. And that pass play picked up 11 yards, but the Cards jarred it loose, and now the turnover gives GRC the football at the Blue Devil 40-yard line. Clements back to throw with time. Now he's flushed out, rolls to his right, buys some time, extends the play, got to the line of scrimmage. He's got a 5-yard run, and he dances out of bounds, 2 yards shy of the first down, but he extended the play, Bobby, and got 8 yards.
He is deceptively elusive. It looked like they had him in the backfield, and he got out of that, started up the middle, and then juked his way to the right for a nice 7.5 to 8-yard gain on that play.
Good job by the offensive line. No holding on that. A lot of times when your quarterback sprints out like that, changes direction, you can get caught in a bad situation. Tight end Miller on the left, two wideouts to that side. Short side of the field has John, single set. Straight read by the quarterback Clements, and he keeps it across the 25 down to the 24-yard line. Gain of six and a first down, the fifth for the Cardinals of the game.
That's been a bread and butter play of theirs for the past couple of games. That quarterback read, he just takes it straight up the gut, and more often than not, it has really been very rewarding for Clements, the quarterback.
Tight end Ty Miller goes out. They leave the heavy package, and they bring in another wideout. That's Kamani John. He's in the slot left side. Pistol look for the Cards. Four-man front for the Blue Devils. Clements back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Down to Israel. Broken up in the end zone. I like what Sam did. He stepped up in the pocket, bought a little time, threw it up there for Israel.
Yeah, he sure did, and yet it was a good play both ways. Israel was right there to make the catch, but the defender was right there with him, and he was able to deflect it away right at the last instant.
Little over 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Cards trailing 7-6. It'll be 2nd and 10 from the Blue Devil 24-yard line. Sam Clements, 3 of 5 passing in this game for 16 yards. He's got the shotgun look. Same formation, 3 to the left. Uh-oh. Sam lost it, and it's going to be an interception. He wanted to throw it. It is taken away, and again, the guy that's made 2 solo tackles, Walden Cole, comes up with it on the turnover. So it will be, I guess that would go as a fumble. His arm was moving forward, but he fumbled it, and it's picked up. And Cole Walden with a 6-yard return.
He was in the right place at the right time, looked up, was going toward the quarterback, and the ball's in the air. Said, look at here, right in his bread basket for the pilfer.
Don't know if Sam wanted to do the pump and go, but he didn't have time to do the go. When he pumped, he lost the ball. So the Cards give it right back with 2.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Blue Devils have it. See if they take a shot down the field. They play action fake, rolling is Taylor. Throwing, there's the shot down the field. Cards have it covered, and I believe it's picked off. Falls comes up with his second turnover, and he picks it off at the 35-yard line.
Boy, I'll tell you what, it was a nice pass, but the Cards had the zone covered and were able to get to the ball before the receiver did.
What about Falls?
How
Bobby,
about that?
Where's this guy at? He's senior. They got him to come out.
Well, he's not only out, he's got his
vision. He's out playing.
He's got his instincts. He's got it all going for him. And consequently, he's been a major addition here in these first 3.5 ball games.
But, you know, to Coach K's play calling credit, you know, I'd take a shot down the field,
sure,
too, after
absolutely.
A turnover, try to get it into enemy territory. That didn't happen because Falls was back there to pick him off. Cards get it back. First down, pistol look, and a play fake. Flag thrown as GRC had Tackett with the snap, and he's going downfield offering some blocking. But thing is, nobody else left with him. So Waylon Saunders and Tackett downfield, but nobody else going, and that's a false start. That'll back up the Cards on a penalty.
Well, yeah, the Cards having a few hiccups here in this first quarter relative to what we've seen the last two games.
Well, a first quarter that's lasted 30 minutes in GRC in this ball game. They have 5 penalties. They trail by 1 as they back it up. Now 1st and 15. They're at their own 30-yard line. Blue Devils 3-man front. They've got 2 on the edge. Balance field, wideouts to each side. Clements, quick throw out in the flats. Caught by Cecil. Turned it up. Field still on his feet across the 40. Dropped at the 42-yard line. Good 12-yard pickup by Haddon Cecil. His second catch of the game.
That pass was released very quickly. He got the ball, started upfield, juked to the middle, and got a quick 12 yards on that one.
So a nice catch by Cecil. We've got a shaken up player, a Blue Devil, on the field right now. It stops the clock just inside of 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Cards down by 1. We will take a brief 30-second break. Back after this brief message.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
Cards trailing by one here with just under 2 minutes to go, and the Henry Clay Blue Devil player is up, and he is going off the field under his own power, so that's a good thing for both these clubs. Cards will have it. It'll be second down after the penalty. It'll be second and three after a 12-yard pickup by Haddon Cecil, who his second catch of the night.
Pitch and catch, and when you can execute that and you get a little sliver of daylight, you're going to be able to gain some yardage, and Haddon Cecil certainly did on that play.
Cardinals throw it out. Uh-oh. Cecil's going to catch it again. He turns it upfield. He's got the first down and more as he is over into Henry Clay territory. Nice catch there.
Another 12.
Sure is. Another 12-yard catch and a first down for the Cards.
Basically the same play except to the left side.
So Haddon Cecil with three catches tonight. He has 35 yards on those three catches. Little hurry-up offense. Cards ready to go. Clements not running to the sideline. Back to throw. Hot pass across the middle, and it's picked off. And Cole has intercepted it, and he's down the left sideline into Cardinal territory, and he has taken away his second takeaway. And a flag thrown.
And again, that ball just popped right up to him. It was looked like it was on the numbers, but Cards couldn't quite haul it in, and right in his breadbasket, and he knew what to do with it when he got it.
Clements threw it into traffic. It was a hot pass intended for the tight end, Heath, but it was popped up in the air, as Bobby said, thrown in traffic, and it's picked off. And the Cards and the Blue Devils just exchange turnovers.
Turnovers, and it looks like this penalty is going to, infraction is going to go against the Cards, it appears.
Personal foul against Clark County.
So, more disruption by Henry Clay, and then the Cardinals compound their own problem because on the return, about 25, 30 yards on the return, intact 15 on the penalty. Actually, they've got to go half the distance to the goal. So it's inside the Cardinal 20. They're going to spot it on the 18.
18-yard line, Henry Clay in business here, and we still have 1:23 left in the first quarter.
A long first quarter, and Blue Devils with a one-point lead. They empty the backfield. They overload the right side. Excuse me, they do have one back in the backfield. They hand it off and inside the 15, stopped at the 14-yard line, 4-yard carry on that run.
Did a good job of cutting upfield there, but Heath was there to bulldog him down after a 3-yard gain.
3 yards on the pickup, as Bobby described, clock rolling inside a minute. Blue Devils with a one-point lead. Don't know how many leads they've had on the season. They're looking for their first win, and they've got a one-pointer right now. It's 7-6. Joining the huddle, Rohan Taylor brings his team up to the line. Sends Merriman out wide to the left. They have wideouts to each side. Pistol look in the backfield. Taylor throwing. Throws it to the corner, and it's incomplete. He had a receiver out there who was open in the end zone. It intended out there for, I believe it was Bradford. Ballard was the receiver, and it goes incomplete. It'll be third down now with 26 and a half seconds to go.
Taylor unloaded that one in anticipation, but the one thing he did right was he threw it where either his man would get it or no one would, and it was a couple of yards too long.
Same look. They keep Mackey in the backfield with the quarterback, Taylor. Snap, looking, throws it across the middle, picked off. Kamani John got it at the 5. He's down to the 20. Left sideline, he cuts it out. dances down the sideline. Run out of bounds at the 46-yard line. So Kamani John with a 42-yard interception return.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Taylor again with a good-looking pass, but it missed its mark. And John with those quick hands and good instincts there to nab it and bring it back upfield. So Cards in business here with 18 seconds left in the first quarter.
Bobby, we've had a Henry Clay fumble, a GRC fumble, a Henry Clay interception, a GRC interception, and now Henry Clay throws another interception.
Do you think we're having
You
think we're having a clean game tonight?
My goodness. Turnover City. Which team can prevail here? We'll see if the Cards
who makes the last error.
Yeah, I know. Whoever makes the last error, but GRC's down one. They got to straighten this thing out. So the Cards have a couple of turnovers here in the first quarter and three by the Blue Devils. Clements has it. Give it off to Chestnut. Right side. Cuts it back to the middle. Got the first down on the run as he's in Henry Clay territory. Nice piece of running for the Blue Devils. Cole makes the tackle, but looks like 12 yards on the Chestnut run.
Took it to the right. Cut it straight up. Got past the first down marker before he met some resistance. So Cards in business here with that first down as we end the first quarter.
First quarter comes to an end, and the Blue Devils, they lead by one. 7-6, Henry Clay. Bobby and I will be back after this one-minute break. Second quarter play coming your way right here on WWKY.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
You have questions about buying a home? The mortgage loan experts at Central Bank have answers. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing, or looking for something new, our Central Bankers offer fast, friendly support when you need it most, not weeks later. Don't let important questions about your future home go unanswered. Speak to a neighborhood Central Banker and make a move towards your dream home today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, loan subject to credit approval.
The GRC Cardinals.
Hi!
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. Henry Clay High School, Cardinals with the ball. First and 10 at the Blue Devil 44. Cardinals down by one, 7-6. We begin the second quarter. Kamani John, who's rushed it seven times in his eighth rushing attempt, picks up good yardage on first down. He'll roll for about seven. Bobby, he's ran the ball 19 and 20 times the last two games. He's on pace to eclipse that tonight.
Well, he is very, very determined. Once he gets the ball, and that time had good blocking on the left side, they got to the edge, and he was able to get a good 6, if not 7 yards on that play.
Nice pickup by John. Again, he has ran the ball 39 times the last two games, already 8 carries in this one. As we begin the second quarter, Cards now with 2nd and 3. Pistol look. Clements hands it off. Chestnut, right side, got the first down, lowers his shoulder and stops short of the 30. Nice job by Chestnut to pick up that first down.
Yeah, he got 6 on that play. Cards with a nice job that time on the right side of the offensive line, moving the defense back, and he was able to get that first down. Those two plays showed power and strength, and maybe they're going to try to reassert that dominance in the middle.
Well, the offensive line has been a strength for GRC all season. Clements throws it out, caught in the flat. Haddon Cecil turns it upfield. First down and more inside the 20, brought down short of the 10. He'll be down to around the 12-yard line, and Clements threw that one right on the money, and Cecil knew what to do, Bobby. He turns it up the field, and that's an 18-yard catch. Cecil's 4th. Reception tonight.
Well, the beauty of that execution is that he sees the ball into his hands, but as you say, once he sees it, he knows what to do with it once he's got it.
63 yards on 4 catches for Cecil tonight. Clements takes a handoff on a little draw play. He spins off of a tackle, dives for the end zone. Got it. Touchdown. Nice piece of running by Bryce Chestnut. He goes in for 12 yards out. That's his second score tonight, his fifth on the season. Like that spin, Bobby. He took yards after contact. He was hit at the five, but a determined man to get to the end zone.
Well, not only determined, he's got an excellent balance. He's low to the ground, and he is very, very strong from the chest down. His lower body is really strong.
So the Cards recapture the lead with 10:22 to go in the second quarter. The GRC up 12-7. They failed on the last PAT, and Clements is going to give it to Chestnut. Dodged the tackle, got to the end zone. He's standing up. 2 points on top of that. Cards add to their lead. They're back on top now, 14-7. 10:22 to go in the first half, back after this one-minute break.
A lot has changed since the first Clark's Pump and Shop opened in 1976. Things that haven't changed, Clark's Pump and Shop's commitment to the communities they serve and the exceptional customer service they provide. Go online at myclarkspns.com or download the mobile app for monthly specials, employment opportunities, and more. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel Clark's Pump and Shops.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable healthcare for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Levi Ross will kick it off for GRC. Got an update on a score. Paris the Greyhounds on top of Montgomery County, 21-0. Paris got a big win last week, featured in the state paper.
Yeah, they're doing a good job for a Class A school, without question.
Squib kick fielded at the 25. Cards trying to cover it with special teams, but running room up to the 35. Left side to the 40 and then pushed out of bounds on the kick return. Yeah, Luke Bailey, a senior, took it at the 20, around the 25, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 46, so big kick return. I thought the Cards had him covered back at the 25.
Well, when you squib it like that, the instinct is to maybe get out of your lanes just enough, and sometimes that ball bounces funny enough to where the runner and actually receiver can catch a seam, and that time he got it, and he tore up to the left sideline and got a nice gain out of that.
Henry Clay playing near the midfield mark. Here's the snap, and they run a little stretch. Play that blew up. It's hit in the backfield, going nowhere, as the Blue Devils tried a little stretch play with Hersey on the motion play, and a nice play blown up there. Adrian Alfaro with the stop.
Boy, I guarantee you, he was in the backfield instantly, and he just slammed him to the ground.
So Hersey got hit in the backfield. They're going to give him a loss of five on that. Second down and 15 for the Blue Devils. Running game's been tough for Henry Clay all year. Cards showing a stack in the box. Now they drop back as Taylor slings it out. Pass is caught at the 40. Wow. Turned upfield. Dropped there at midfield. Nice stop by GRC, but not after appreciable yardage was picked up on the tackle for GRC.
Quentin Falls with the tackle, but he got those.
Yeah.
Actually got 11 yards. Well, he got those 10 back. So now it's third down and about five.
Coming in for the Cardinals, now third and five in for the GRC, bringing in a down lineman. Cody Gibson comes in. He'll anchor. They break huddle. It's third down now, third and five. Ball just beyond midfield in Cardinal territory. Pistol look in the backfield for Taylor. He's got Mackey back there with him, and you got movement on the Henry Clay line. No flag yet, and the play clock winding down, no flag, so Taylor's going to roll to his left, being given chase, flag thrown there, and it's intercepted. Hayden Heath picked it off at the 45, down the left sideline, one lineman to beat. Heath goes, touchdown, Hayden Heath with an INT pick return of 55 yards. We'll see if that still stands. We'll see if that stands. If so, that will be the fourth turnover, make it the fifth on the season for Hayden Heath. He ran it back 55 yards. We'll look to see what the penalties is, as the flag was thrown at midfield on the rollout by Taylor. And they're going to say, oh, so they've got offsetting penalties, and they're going to let the touchdown stand. Looks to me like the official indicated touchdown, so offsetting penalties on that INT. So Heath with a 55-yard interception return.
How many Hayden Heaths do we have on
this team? I don't know, man. He's had five takeaways this year by himself.
He's all over the place. Right place, right time, good hands, good instincts, knows where the ball is, and when he gets his hands on it, knows what to do with it.
Oh, man, that's he's just, as you said, Mr. Everything, Mr. Everywhere. And Ross is going to get a chance to kick. Heath will snap this for GRC. Snaps there. Clements holds down, and Ross's kick is up, and he put it through. So Eli Ross, pinch hitting tonight. He acquitted himself well in his one event up at Belfry, and he's doing well here. Cards add to their lead. It's 21-7, 8:22 to go before the half. Back after this brief 30-second break.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
We get ready for this kickoff as Ross will try to kick it off. He's put one out of bounds for a penalty. The other one's been returned for 21 yards as GRC has added to their lead 21-7. The Cards in the takeaway battle tonight, Bobby, they've had to come away with four takeaways.
Well, they've been Johnny on the spot, and even though they had some hiccups of their own, all of a sudden they are controlling this game here, and yet we still have a long way to go.
So the Cards get a touchdown from Hayden Heath. The defensive scored. Chestnut with a couple of touchdowns running. And here's the line drive squib kick fielded at the 20. And coming up the field, Bailey with it. Got to the 30, and he's brought down at the 31. 11-yard kick return. Nice play in there for GRC. Tackle made by T.J. Hooten. So 11 yards on that kick return. Hooten. Man, that guy, he's another high-energy fella.
He's Johnny on the spot tonight.
Cardinals with a 21-7 lead. Blue Devils have the football. Henry Clay led briefly at 7-6 at the 8-minute mark, right around the 8-minute mark in the first quarter. Cardinals have then put up unanswered points. They run it on the ground to Mackey. Slipped one tackle by Jones Howard. Finally stopped by Kamani John, and he is brought down at the 37-yard line on the run. Good yardage on first down run for GRC, or for Henry Clay.
Right, and even though Jones missed the tackle, he did turn him upfield, and Carmani was there to get him. So he got half of it, a little over half of it.
Yeah, you don't want your secondary guys leading your team in tackles. That means they're getting two rows deep.
They're getting a little too far down the line.
There you go. Cards with a three-man front, two linebackers showing blitz. They edge up to the line. Snap. Taylor hands it off, caught in the backfield, and rudely treated as he is slung to the ground. For a loss on the play, big tackle made in there by Isaac Wolf.
Isaac Wolf was, gee whiz, he lost a good four on that play. But he just beat the defense and took him right down.
So nice play there. Boy, that's a big loss there. So they tried to run that one, an eight on that loss. is this is three. They say loss of four been three negative plays for the Blue Devils here in this game. Clock rolling, 6:45 before halftime. Cards with the lead. Play action fake. Taylor throws it down the sideline and nearly picked off. He had it in his sights, and Falls had an INT. If he didn't make the play, that could have been six for Skyler Hersey, but Falls with the pass break.
Well, I tell you what now, that ball was up in the air, but had Falls picked it off, he might have gotten six the other way.
Pick six if he can get it. He timed it well. If he doesn't get it, it could have been Hersey to the house.
It was going to be feast or famine one way.
Either way, wasn't it?
But incomplete.
So the Cards now looking at pushing Henry Clay into fourth and long, and the Blue Devils want to talk about it. So with 6:39 to go before the halftime, we got time on the field. Cards lead 21-7. Back in 1 minute.
At Rosemary C. Brooks Place, they believe in living life with no boundaries or limitations. You will enjoy life to the fullest with home-cooked meals, non-stop activities, and five-star amenities. The Brooks Place staff always offers a helping hand and a friendly smile. Independent and assisted living. Rosemary C. Brooks Place, a great value in retirement living.
I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Apartments and Cottages today.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
So on a fake punt, it's Merriman trying to get up the first down, and he comes up. He needed eight, and he got six. Tackle made by Carter Maynard, and that's going to be turned over on downs.
He got received that pass from the center and looked at what he had, veered out to the right, decided to take a chance instead of booting it, and Cards converged and nailed him.
Over on downs on the fake punt. GRC will have it on a short field. Their Cards leading here 21-7 with 6.5 minutes to go in this first half here on homecoming night over at Henry Clay High.
Man, you can't really blame Henry Clay for giving that a shot. They're trying to keep the momentum in their corner a little bit.
Clements back to throw with time. Wants to get it all if he can. He's flushed out. Good secondary coverage. Now he tucks it and he runs upfield. He is hit from both sides. He fumbled the ball, but the Cards able to get it back. Falling on it is Cash White. So Sam Clements scrambled for 8 yards, but paid the price. He took a vicious hit. Sam in the ball game, 3 rushes for 22 yards.
Sometimes when you weave and bob yourself into a hit from both sides, and that time his teammate was there to recover that loose ball.
Good downfield coverage by the Blue Devils as Sam Clements had time to throw, but he had to tuck it and run. Two wideouts to the left, single wideout, Cecil to the right. Cecil's caught 4 passes tonight. He's a single guy. Little touch pass with it. Kamani John to the 25, 20. Got to the 15, still on his feet. Down inside the 10. Stopped at the 7. Big play on a shovel pass there by Sam Clements.
Yeah, all he did was run right past him in the backfield, and he just pitched it to him about 2 yards, and Carmani was off to the races down that right side.
So the Cards have it down at the 7-yard line. Nice play. Sam Clements now 7 of 10 passing, 1 pick. He's got him inside the 10 and engineering a drive here.
That might have been his easiest pass of the night.
Yeah, that little shovel pass. And beautifully timed. Yeah. Kamani John's a guy that he timed that one beautifully. He stays in the game. He's a slot receiver on the right. Israel wide out to the right. Now they bring John in motion. They're going to shovel pass it again to Kamani John. He finds the end zone. Touchdown on the TD pass. John for 7 yards. He takes it in.
Just simply took the same play and went the other way. This time to the left side. Walked in untouched.
So Kamani John playing a game. He had a 42-yard interception return. That did not score, but this one does from 7 yards out on the shovel pass. Clements has thrown his first TD of the night. Spot down, and Ross nails it. He puts it through there, and he nails it. 28-7, Cards leading with 4:50 to go here before halftime. Back in 1 minute.
This is Adam Zofie, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky. Member FDIC.
The beauty of a perfectly toasted McDonald's breakfast bagel. But what about inner beauty? Behold! Fluffy egg, melty cheese, plus a sizzling steak patty, sausage or bacon, and any size soft drink or tea for $1.29. The true beauty of a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel is in the mouth of the beholder. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester and Mount Sterling.
So the Cards playing strong right now. Sam Clements engineering some drives. There's been 22 unanswered points, and unofficially for Clements, he's got 66 yards passing here in the first half to go along with 22 rushing. Bobby's had big numbers all year.
Yeah, and, you know, this explosion in a five-and-a-half-minute span here in the second quarter.
High kick. It's going to be fielded by an up man at the 20. Trying to find some running room, and the GRC team lays him down. Good special team play. Hard hit in there. Daniel Kubicon with the tackle.
Yeah, you get that ball squibbed like that, rolling around, going over receivers' heads and everything, and it gives the defense a chance to really, really converge. And that time they were Johnny on the spot.
Sure was. Nice play there. As nothing on the return. Good job there by Levi Ross, who has hit his extra points and pinned him a little deep here from the 20-yard line. First and 10 for the Blue Devils. And they go on the ground, handoff straight up the middle. Mackey trying to find some room. Mackey, 180-pound senior running back. He locked up there and shut down.
Yeah, short two.
Falls in Wolf with the stop for the Cards. They're going to give two on that rush.
It's second and let's call it eight. Falls not touching the 21.
Five rushes on the night for Mackey. He's been their leading ball carrier. He stays in there with a pistol look as the left-handed quarterback Taylor takes the snap. Looking. Here comes the heat. Steps up. It. Dropped with a sack at the 15-yard line. Sack comes in there, and a nice play on a sack. Brian Falls with the stop for GRC.
Boy, I tell you what, they're just beating them at the line of scrimmage, and that time they just crashed right through there and got him the minute he turned around.
For the Blue Devils, that is their fourth negative play as GRC defense has been able to push them back. Now it's going to be third and long. It's going to be... Call it third and 15, 3.5 to go here before halftime. Taylor, the quarterback, in the shotgun. They keep Mackey back there in motion. They've got DiNardo rolling to his left, looking, throwing, and Taylor throws it short. Putting the heat on him was Ty Miller. He was breathing down his throat, and T.J. Hooten was wanting to get in on the action, too. It's incomplete.
Yeah,
it's going to bring up fourth and long.
Yeah, the Guard's going to be in a position here to receive this ball, probably on the Henry Clay side of the field unless he really booms it.
So Merriman will be punting inside. He's standing at the 2-3 yard line. Card should get good field position on this. Kamani John going back. Also Trey Davis, the up man. Here comes the punt. It's going to hit, and John will let it roll, and it takes a nice Blue Devil bounce, and finally John just falls on it.
Yeah, that was a nice kick.
Yeah, sure was.
Turned out to sort of flip the field. Instead of the Cards getting it in their territory, they're still in theirs.
39 on that punt is he takes it. Punts it from the 15 to back to the, now the Cardinals will have it at their own 49. They've got 3:09 to play. So Henry Clay, the Cardinals come up with two negative plays, puts Henry Clay behind the chains, and the Blue Devils have to punt it. And after holding a brief 7-6 lead, the Cards have rolled up 22 unanswered, looking for more. Hand off to Chestnut, left side, beyond midfield, spins as he's brought down at the Blue Devil, 45-yard line, tackle made by Skyler Hersey.
Good, strong 9 yards off the left side of that offensive line.
Chestnut's been he's carried a Lions show to, Lions load of the football tonight. So Cards come up to the line, second short. You could take a shot downfield. They got two wideouts to each side. Chestnut, pistol look. Clements, though, rides him into the hole, first down. Clements kept his balance. He was tripped up there by Hudson Cole after he got five on the carry, but he picked up more afterwards.
Yeah, he sure did. That was still a nice play. Cards down to the 37-yard line. So here they go. We're inside the final 2:30 of the first half, but the Cards with enough time to put another score on the board if they can stay efficient.
In Blue Devil territory, Haddon Cecil, who's been a favorite target, comes out wide to the right. He's got man-on-man with Luke Bailey. They bring John in commotion. Kamani John, and they just miscommunication as Clements threw it forward. It hit Hayden Heath, and Heath not ready for it. It'll be as an incomplete pass, but just not on the same page at all.
Well, that could have been. It could have been a fumble, could have been an interception, but instead just wound up being a no play, second down and 10.
See, Kamani John went into motion. He would have thought maybe the shovel pass again, but he just underhanded it, hit Hayden Heath in the back. Second 10, 2:06 to go here before the half. Throw it out, and just a little too high. Not a back shoulder throw. He threw it over his head, and Clements missed on his last two. He'd been very efficient before, 8 of 12. Now in the game, he is 8 of 11, rather, now 8 of 13 unofficially.
Well, a little bit unusual for him to miss that one, but it wasn't far off. It was where no one else could catch it.
Cards with 3rd and 10, and here's Chestnut on the delay. They just run at him,
he's pushing
it hard, and he's going to be brought down, got some help and run support from Cash White. He needed 10, and I believe he got it.
He got 11, but the thing is, they had him stopped in his tracks after a 5-yard gain, and he just turned around and kept those legs churning with his back to the defenders and went 6 more yards to get a real, real hard-earned first down for the Cards.
13 rushes for Chestnut in the first half. Cards with it, 1st and 10 from the Blue Devils, 28. Handoff, Chestnut, right side, got a nice block, takes it inside to 20, down to the 18. Some good blocking up front, Ashton Tackett leading the way, and also in there it was Waylon Saunders providing a downfield block, so he followed it very well.
Absolutely, and yet when he turns that thing upfield, he delivers a punishing blow himself.
Like the way he showed patience. He let Saunders get out there and take that linebacker out and created even more of a hole. So he had a running lane. He goes for 7 yards, 2nd and 3, inside a minute. The clock rolling here in the first half. Cards with a 28-7 lead. Clements steps up in the pocket. He's under pressure. He's in trouble, and he's dropped at the 21-yard line. That'll be a sack for Henry Clay.
He took a timeout, I believe.
Tackle for the Blue Devils. Clock stopped with 43 and a half seconds to go. Cards take a timeout, so we'll keep it here right now as I think we're caught up on breaks and all around the area.
It's not often that we have a timeout left inside the final minute.
I know. Coach Jericho, he's a guy that believes in using them. Well, you have a couple of top 10 games here in 6A. Bryan Station at Ballard tonight. You've got Belfry there hosting Southwestern this evening. Some other games, Beachwood, single-A team playing Big Simon Kenton. A little bit of a Christian battle. Lexington Christian at Cal up
huge
in Louisville.
Game,
Christian Academy
game.
Louisville. Yeah, two big games there.
Yeah.
Frederick Douglass hosting a Chase Creek team who hasn't lost this year. Frederick Douglass has never lost to a Lexington school in the 5 years they've had a team. Can Chase Creek pull it off? I don't know.
They better be ready.
Ryle plays at Highlands up north. Paducah Tillman at Henderson County out west. Some other games, Lafayette, a home game here in Lexington playing DeSales. Paris, we heard, was on top of MoCo 21-0 at Montgomery County. Madison Central at North Laurel. You got Corbin playing at Pulaski County. Kind of catches you up with some games across the area as we go here with third down and four. Cards have it. 43 and a half seconds. Kamani John in motion going left to right. He sets up, balance field, wide out, steep side. Here comes a blitz on the corner. Clements delivers, and it's incomplete. He didn't throw it deep enough. He had Haddon Cecil at the goal line, and it was broken up there. Walden Cole got a hand on it, but all alone was Cecil running a post route. He was crossing the middle of the field, and just underthrew him.
Well, he either underthrew him or tried to hit the receiver in front of him, but either way, as you say, ball fell harmlessly short.
Yeah, Cecil was open in the end zone, and with 40 seconds to go, GRC, they're going to go for it here. Fourth down, they call it fourth and four from the Blue Devil 20. And a whistle, time will be called, and GRC will take timeout here. Again, cards up, 28-7, 30-second break, excuse me, back after this brief message.
This is Danny Neely. Neely & Wade Insurance is a full-service agency specializing in protecting your family and your business with personal and commercial auto, home, casualty, life, and health insurance. We are an independent agency, which means we represent several insurance companies. We can find the best coverage at the best price for you.
This is Nevin Goble. I specialize in health insurance for businesses. Give me a call, 744-3857.
Great rates and personalized service. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Cards going for it on fourth and four. As I mentioned last week, they were 4-for-4 in fourth down conversions. They've been 1-of-1 tonight, they did go for a punt on fourth and seven, but the Cards going for it here with fourth and four. Clements barks, and I think he drew Henry Clay off, and he did, so the Blue Devils are going to, that penalty by Henry Clay should give a first down unless there's a different penalty called. They're marching off 5 yards against the Blue Devils, so a hard snap count by Sam Clements nets the first down.
Let's see if that gets it.
Yeah, I don't know. They're saying fourth down in inches.
Yeah, it looked like it was.
It is fourth down.
It was about five and a half to go, so.
Fourth down and about the length of the football.
So Clements comes and joins his teammates in the huddle. Still 40 seconds to go here in the first half. Cards up, looking to add to the lead. Clements in the shotgun, handed off. Chestnut, he's going to get the first down. Bryce picked up 1 yard on the carry. He's got the first down for GRC. And the Cards, they're going to go with a no huddle. A little hurry up here. Clements checking the play. Cards with unofficially, they've got 11 first downs in this first half of play. Clements being chased. Tries to set his feet. He's going to be sacked. And Mackey got the sack. It'll be a loss of three on that. Clements sacked for the second time on this series. 13 seconds, 12 seconds. Clock still running. And a whistle and They're going to Clements. He just kind of clocked it, and he'll go to the sideline, talk to the coach, and see if they can dial up a play to the end zone.
Yeah, that gives them a third and 14 here, basically.
We're going to see a little bunch formation and have them run to the end zone?
Could be. We've got 11 seconds left, so they still have time for at least one more play here.
So Clements comes to the huddle. He furnishes the play to the team, and you got 11 and a half seconds here to go in the first half. Cards have the ball back at the Henry Clay 18. Don't see a bunch formation. They balance the field. Clements looking to the middle. 8 seconds, rolling, still on his feet, throwing, and it's through the hands of Kamani John, and 3.7 seconds to go, so they'll have one more shot, but this time they'll try to throw for the end zone. Flag thrown at the 20-yard line, and this generally would look like holding against the Cardinals. We'll see here. As the offensive line, 2 sacks by Henry Clay. I mean, nothing to shake your head at. Cardinals, I don't know that Clements, he's stayed upright pretty much every game we've played.
Yeah, personal foul on the card, so that's going to back it up.
And for GRC, that is their fourth such penalty in this game. So with 3.7 seconds, they'll try to throw it to the end zone. We'll see what GRC dials up here. So you got time for one more play. 28-7, Cards leading. Bobby and I'll have a halftime show, and it will include game scoring stats and summary, all that coming up straight ahead, but we've got 3.7 to go here. Clements, back to throw, looking. Here comes the heat, rather. He throws for the end zone, and it's incomplete. So the ball falls in the end zone harmlessly. It's incomplete. The Cards, they still lead 28-7. Missed an opportunity there, but they have a 28-7 lead here at halftime. Henry Clay will have the ball when we begin the second half of play. But before we get to that, we've got homecoming here at Henry Clay. Marching band, drum corps, flag corps, all coming out on the field along with the homecoming court. Bobby and I'll be back. We'll get you caught up with game stats, summary, and game comments, all that coming up in 2 minutes here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center when every minute matters. Emergency strikes day or night. Clark Regional is there when you need them most, providing emergency care close to home, including their higher levels of heart care found in an accredited chest pain center, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Clark Regional Medical Center. From the routine to the unforeseen, count on Clark. Check their average ER wait time at clarkregional.org.
The Cards play here.
Halftime here at the Robert J. Bell Stadium on the John G. Herber Field. That's on the campus of Henry Clay High School, where the Cardinals of George Roger Clark lead the Blue Devils 28-7. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me, and Cardinals led early. Henry Clay grabbed the lead, but GRC then with 22 unanswered points, and Card's ground game really has been the story. We had a little turnover flurry, but GRC has settled down. Four penalties, though, of the personal foul variety. It's not been a cleanly played game as far as turnovers and penalties, but it's good that you can lead like that and have a game like this.
Well, and the Card seemed to be in trouble at the end of the first quarter because they were sort of out of sorts, if you will, and they were really having trouble getting any continuity. But then they got that running game going and had that big interception by Hayden Heath, and then the next thing you know, in that 5.5 minute span, you've got a 22 point explosion to where they've got this big lead here at intermission despite not playing their really very best.
So looking on how things played out in the first quarter, GRC, they had a 59-yard opening game drive at which they picked up four first downs. They drove it 59 yards down the field. Bryce Chestnut went in for his first of what would be two touchdowns in the game tonight. Chestnut, a four-yard touchdown run. The Cards went for two. The PAT run was failed, and with 9:22 to go in the first quarter of play, Cards led 6-0. Henry Clay, then, they come up with a scoring drive of their own. It's a 30-yard touchdown pass, Taylor to Cole. That scoring drive for Henry Clay was aided by two penalties and a 33-yard and a screen pass, all netting 33 yards, and that really gave Henry Clay great field position. Cardinals then punted. Henry Clay had the football. They fumbled it. Falls got a fumble recovery. GRC then had the ball, fumbled it right back to Henry Clay. Henry Clay then gives it back to GRC on an interception. Falls comes away with that INT. Cardinals, though, couldn't do anything with it. They gave it right back to Henry Clay as Sam Clements was picked for the only interception of the game for the Cardinals. But then that was short-lived because Kamani John got a 42-yard interception return of a Taylor pass. So we had all those turnovers closing out the first quarter of play. The Cardinals then got Bryce Chestnut on the scoring side again with a 12-yard touchdown run. Chestnut ran it in for a point after, and with 10:22 to go before the halftime, the Cards had recaptured the lead at 14-7. Henry Clay then would turn it over again. There's been three interceptions thrown and one fumble recovery, or one fumble by the Blue Devils. Hayden Heath goes in 55 yards for the touchdown for the Cards on the interception return. Ross's kick is good, and it's 21-7 in favor of GRC. Cards would then put on some pressure with Henry Clay. Wolf got a tackle for a loss. Falls with a pass break, and then the Blue Devils tried a fake punt on a run. Carter Maynard stopped that short of the first down, so the Cards take over on a short field. Eventually, it would be Kamani John on a 7-yard shovel pass, touchdown from Sam Clements. The Ross kick was good, and with 4:50 to go in the first half, Cards led 28-7. Henry Clay then got the ball back. Not much could occur, but again, Falls has had a wonderful defensive game for the Cards. He got a sack, and it forced the Blue Devils to punt it, which GRC took the football. They had it just beyond midfield, marched it all the way down to the 20-yard line, but penalties killed the Cards' scoring opportunity as the half came to an end. That's where we're at, 28-7 at halftime. Bobby and I'll be back. More halftime show coming up after this two-minute break.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
Joel Bennett here along with me. Bobby Baldwin at halftime here at Henry Clay High School. And you've got the Cardinals leading 28-7. The homecoming court still being announced here as we will probably have an expanded halftime. And I don't know, Bobby, they got something to eat over there for you. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking we still got 12 minutes left before we're going to kick off.
Well, we'll go over some numbers here and share that again. Got some football players escorting.
Homecoming.
You know, I don't know. Some coaches don't mind it. Some think it's a distraction. But anyway, the Cards lead here 28-7 at halftime. I ran it down. Henry Clay led one time 7-6, but then GRC had peeled off the next 22 unanswered points. The longest lead of the night is where we stand right now, and Cards have trailed only one time. Looking at some of the team numbers in this game, four first downs in the first half. GRC netted 14 first downs in the first half compared to six for Henry Clay. When you look at rushing, 10 rushes for only 9 yards for the Blue Devils. For the Cardinals, they rushed 20 times for 138 yards. Passing in the ball game, the Cards 7-14 with 1 pick, 1 touchdown, while Henry Clay 4-14, 3 picks, and 1 touchdown. Kickoff returns, the Cards have had a couple of kick returns, 51 yards total on that offense, 3 kick returns for 31 for Henry Clay. Punts, each team has punted one time, a 39-yarder for the Blue Devils, 33-yarder for the Cardinals. Penalties, 6 were against GRC tonight for 71 yards. 4 of those have been personal foul penalties, 5 called against Henry Clay, total of 59 yards. 2 fumbles by the Cardinals, they lost one of those. Henry Clay fumbled it once, and the Cards picked it up. 3rd down conversions, Blue Devils 2 of 6, Cards, they are 1 of 4. Individually, looking at the Blue Devils number, Henry Mackey, leading guy, ground gainer, 7 rushes for 17 yards. As I mentioned, only 9 yards total offense on the ground for the Blue Devils. 4 of 14 passing is Rohan Taylor, 69 yards and a touchdown. 4 different players for the Blue Devils have caught passes. Walden Cole leads them in tackles. He's got 6 tackles in the first half, 2 of those for losses. The other Cole, Hudson Cole, with 4 stops in the ballgame as well. Skyler Hersey with 3. For GRC individually, Bryce Chestnut, Bobby and I mentioned he'd carried it 39 times in 2 games combined, his only two that he's played for GRC. Well, tonight he's carried it 15 times, and he's over 100 yards. He's got 120 rushing yards in this ballgame and 2 touchdowns on the night. Sam Clements, 5 carries for 18 yards on the evening. Sam Clements going 7-14 passing. He's thrown 1 interception, but he has thrown for 1 touchdown. Looking at the receivers, Haddon Cecil caught 4 passes for 56 yards, 2 catches for Kamani John for 27, one of Kamani John's, a 7-yard touchdown. Also, Hayden Heath, 1 catch for 3 yards in his pass receiving. Looking at kick returns, Carter Maynard, 1 for 37 yards. You also had Kamani John. He returned 1 for 14 yards. Tackles tonight, you got 4 Cardinals with two tackles each, one tackle for a loss is Isaac Wolf, Hayden Heath, Trey Davis, T.J. Wooten, all with 2.5 tackles in the ballgame. Heath has been and Falls have been a turnover machine tonight. Heath with an interception return of 55 yards on a pick six, and you've got Falls with two takeaways himself on an interception and a fumble recovery. So first half dominated by the Cardinals as far as time of possession, score, first downs and all, but you got to play a second half too.
Got to play a second half, but one thing stands out when you're every time you pack the pigskin, you're averaging 7 yards a carry. Chances are you're having a pretty good night, and that's where the Cards are at intermission.
We'll step away for an extended break. We'll send it to Tim Smith. He'll take care of you during this halftime production. 28-7, Cardinals leading over Henry Clay. Back after these messages.
Because I ain't in the gimmicks, and neither are they. I'm going to buy my ride the country time way.
This is Larry Odom for Country Time Motors. If you're thinking about getting a newer ride, think Winchester first. Think Country Time Motors. Think the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96. But most of all, think about how you want to do business. Do you want to pay no dock fees or $699 dock fees? Do you want to have a warranty for life or hear a dealer say, "Sorry, friend, we sold it as is"? Here's what I really think. You'll love the way we do business at Country Time Motors. On the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96, Winchester.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com. How may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com. The digital marketing experts for small businesses.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The CF Moto Power Fest sales event is going on now at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, your CF Moto headquarters. Rebates include up to $800 off 21 and 22 ATVs and $1,200 off remaining 21 and 22 side-by-sides. The 2023 Z-Force 950 HO Sport, $1,000 off. All other 23 ATVs and side-by-sides come with a 3-year limited warranty. There's tire smoking deals on motorcycles, including rebates up to $1,000 on remaining 22 models. Visit Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling today.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a 4-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Larry Odom for Country Time Motors. If you're thinking about getting a newer ride, think Winchester first. Think Country Time Motors. Think the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96. But most of all, think about how you want to do business. Do you want to pay no dock fees or $699 dock fees? Do you want to have a warranty for life or hear a dealer say, "Sorry, friend, we sold it as is"? Here's what I really think. You'll love the way we do business at Country Time Motors on the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96, Winchester.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals. Hot.
Well, the halftime still continues on. The homecoming has been settled. The queen has been crowned, and the court has left the field, and both teams coming out and going through their warm-ups. A little extra time put on the clock as we get ready to go. And, again, thanks. Got some good treatment up here at Henry Clay Bond. Got good accommodations, even feeding you.
I tell you what, they do it first class, yeah. And it's most appreciated
sure
by everyone in the press box, for sure.
Sure is. 28-7, George Rogers Clark leading Henry Clay. Cards led early 6-0. Henry Clay then captured the lead by 1, 7-6, with just under 8 minutes to go in the first quarter of play. But after that, it's been all GRC. The Cardinal defense has played very strong. They have limited Henry Clay to only 84 yards in the first half total offense, 69 of those in the air passing. So GRC playing really strong on both sides of the ball. The game hasn't been perfect or clean to any stretch, but Cards, I guess it's a good thing, Bobby, like I said, it's a good thing to know you don't play your most perfect game and you still got a lead by 21.
Both teams with
they have
discipline and or what you might want to call mental or emotional errors, which have cost both teams at some point in time. But the Cards have come out on the other end of it a whole lot better than Henry Clay. And when they got their win, so to speak, in that 5.5 minute span in the second quarter and got those 22 points, then that put them well ahead of the chain. And that being the case, given the fact that they're going to receive this second half kick, they might very well be in a position to put this one out of hand pretty quick. But first you have to catch the kickoff and then begin to execute.
We have some halftime scores. Still, it was Paris 21, Montgomery County nothing, our last check-in on that. You've got a third quarter score. It's 21-14. Bryan Station leading Ballard up in Louisville. Bryan Station hasn't had a home game in their four games on the schedule so far, but they lead on the road over a top-five team, Ballard, 21-14, top-five and 6A. Boyle County, a final over Scott County. There was a battle of two number one teams. Boyle County number one in 4A. Scott dropped to 5A with the emergence of Great Crossing. That Scott County, they take their first loss of the year as Boyle County wins that one 33-19, a battle of number one teams. DeSales on top of Lafayette 38-6 over Crosstown here in Lexington. And Frederick Douglass, they got a running clock. Page Creek, their first loss of the year 43-0. Frederick Douglass, 43-0, a win there, and the beat goes on for the Broncos. They have not lost a regular season game to a Lexington school. And you've got a battle of the Christian, I guess, schools, Lexington Christian leading Christian Academy of Louisville. Up in Louisville, it's Lexington Christian 7-0 at the half. Another score at halftime, Paul Lawrence Dunbar hosting Shelby County, and the Bulldogs behind the Rockets of Shelby County 14-7 at halftime. So that kind of gets you caught up. Appreciate our stats man here. He's got us some numbers over here.
Most appreciated.
You going to the Eastern UK game, Bobby?
No, we've got a little venture at Country Club tomorrow.
Fifth time those teams 0-5 is Western. Here's a kickoff. The Cardinals taken at the make that Henry Clay. Cardinals kick it off, and it's taken at the 29-yard line, returned up and stopped at the 43. Jones Howard with the tackle. So a 14-yard kick return for Henry Clay on a short kick. So the Blue Devils get good field position here. Don't be eyeing that roast beef sandwich, Bobby. Don't get any ideas.
That one's all yours.
We got Taylor in at quarterback. He's been at the throttle the entire game for Henry Clay. Brings Mackey over with a pistol look. Cards with a three-man front. They go on the ground to rat Mackey, and they can't establish anything with that run. As Hayden Heath made a tackle, and they stopped it for no gain.
Boy, he just dominated the left side of that line and met him right in the gap with no gain on the first play of the second half.
Good help in there with Isaac Wolf with some help in there as well.
No gain on the play, second and 10 for Henry Clay.
Blue Devils with it, second and 10. They go on the ground with a run, and they got running room here. First down and more into GRC territory, down to the Cardinal 40-yard line on the run. So best running play by far on the night for Henry Clay as they've got it first and 10 in Cardinal territory.
Yeah, well conceived play. They had three receivers to the left and one to the right, and that spread the cards out, and when they got that block right over center, he was off to the races. So a very, very good play for Henry Clay, one of their few on the ground through this game.
Three wideouts to the right side, and they ride Mackey into the hole, and he's running. He stopped short of the 35 as he picked up about four on that run, and this has been the most impressive or strongest running game Henry Clay has had this game.
Productive so far. They haven't carried it many times, but everything has been positive since that first play.
They had four negative plays in the first half in the running game, netting only 2 yards per carry, but they're trying to grind out a drive here. They set a tight end over there, Luke DiNardo on the left, and they fake it. And rolling out is Taylor, throws on the run. He's got DiNardo, his target at the 25. He's ridden out of bounds. Falls makes a tackle for GRC down to the 20-yard line. So pick up on that one for a first down.
Rolled out to the left. He's a left-hander. The drag route, he was kind of coming with him, and he just hit him in stride. And nice gain here down to the 20, 2-yard line.
It's going to be first and 10 for Henry Clay, and right now looks like Coach Cherico says, let's call a timeout. We're going to talk it over. So the Blue Devils trying to mount a drive, and Coach Cherico wants to talk it over. Just early here in the third quarter, back in 1 minute.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Summer is coming to a close, but the great tire deals continue at major brands. Right now, purchase four new select Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires and get a $110 Visa reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission. All other Michelin lines have a $70 rebate, but don't let this offer pass you by. It expires September 12th. The place to get great Michelin tires and great Michelin savings is major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Well, we've got a flag called, and it'll be a procedure call against Henry Clay. As actually, it was Rohan Taylor doing the hard count with the bark, but his teammate jumped, so back him up 5 yards as the Henry Clay Blue Devils trying to mount a drive against this Cardinal defense.
Yeah, that just throws your continuity all off here. You do something like that coming out of a timeout, that's not good.
2 minutes deep here in the third quarter, opening drive actually of this third quarter, and the Blue Devils have it, but the Cards with a 21-point lead. Back to throw, Taylor throws a back shoulder throw, and it's incomplete, sailed out of bounds. Intended target was Landon Merriman, but over there on the coverage, good pickup by Carter Maynard, who had taken him off the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, pretty much just threw it to a spot out there about 10 yards deep on the sideline, but wasn't accurate enough for anybody to get a paw on that one.
Cardinals with a couple of good corners out there. They've got Carter Maynard and Kamani John. Those guys serve on special teams as kick returners as well. Four-man front for the Cards, second and 15. Play fake. Taylor wants to roll out, but this play is stopped as we're going to have another call against Henry Clay, and that'll be another five-yarder on a procedure call.
That's got to really make the coaches frustrated.
Yeah, he had a
wow.
good drive going.
Oh, wow.
They had marched it from their own 41-yard line. They had gotten it to the Cardinal 24, picking up a couple of first downs, but they're going the wrong way now, and the Cards coming on them hard.
Yeah.
The penalties adding up.
Well, it's second and 20 where it was second and 10. Then second and 15, so they're kind of shooting themselves in the foot here, but they're still deep in GRC territory.
Second and long in the shotgun. Taylor looking right, throwing right. Got a man on the go route, and it's incomplete. His intended receiver out there, Luke Bailey, but Bailey was double covered as he got nice help over there coming over. It was Trey Davis over with the help as Carter Maynard took him down the sideline.
Yeah, one versus two on a ball that's thrown errantly is going to land harmlessly, but the Blue Devil really didn't have much of a shot at hauling that one in.
It's third and 20 for the Blue Devils.
Cards with a three-man front. See if they rush on the corner. This obviously a passing down, third and 20. Taylor back to throw. Here comes the heat. He gets rid of it. A back shoulder throw. He threw it underneath and is caught at the 11-yard line. And that's going to be a first down as Merriman hauled it in. Tackle made by Falls.
You could say he underthrew it just enough
just
for
enough.
It to work.
Yeah, because Falls was taking him deep.
Oh, yeah.
And he wanted to stay between the player and the goal line. And that underthrown ball netted 21 yards and a first down for Henry Clay. And they have it now first and 10 from the Cardinal. Looks like 13-yard line. High snap
goodness.
Over the head and going back to get it in a foot race and finally falling on it. I don't know if they've decided who owns it yet. Jones Howard was back there and they're trying to get it. It was Taylor that was in a foot race with Jones Taylor and also getting his nose in there, none other than Hayden Heath. And Henry Clay, I believe, is going to recover that, but my goodness, all the way back to the 43. So a loss of about 32 yards, they say, on that play.
And I was just about to say that fourth and 20 or third and 20 conversion was the biggest play of the game for Henry Clay to keep them in it. And then all of a sudden they snap it over the quarterback's head and lose 30.
Here's Taylor looking, throwing. They swing it out in the flats and it's incomplete. Intended receiver coming out of the backfield over there was Mackey and Hayden Heath on the coverage and it's incomplete.
And he caught it. He wasn't going anywhere.
No. Hayden Heath hit him hard.
He popped him.
Sure did. Crawford in there applying pressure on Taylor. Made him get rid of it a little quicker than maybe wanted. And looks like the Blue Devils are going to go for it.
Yeah, third and 42.
They got to move it down to the two-yard line of GRC. So we'll see what they've got here. Third and long. Play fake. Taylor rolling. To his left, throws on the move, and threw a sideline pass on the route, and it's incomplete. Intended out there was Walden Cole, the leading receiver on the season. And I don't know if it looks like they're bringing the special teams unit on.
Either going to be a punt or a long field goal.
Cooper, he serves double duty as punter and kicker. And, well, it looks like it's Merriman now. Merriman punted one time earlier. He nailed one for 39, aided with a good roll. And here's Merriman with a running punt, sends it there, and it hits at around the 15. It's going to roll. He's going to get good roll. It's down to the 7-yard line. So a good 36-yard punt.
Good punt. And good job by John staying away from that one, just letting it settle. And even though they're deep, the Cards made the stop.
Sure did, as Henry Clay had a drive that took them from their own 43 down to the GRC 20, but that's where it kind of stopped. Henry Clay going backwards with a couple of penalties, and then the bad snap forces that punt. Cards will take over their first series of downs here in the third quarter.
From the 7-yard line, first and 10.
Again, a couple of teams in the district of GRC, both actually, it was Bryan Station leading in the third quarter over Ballard, and Frederick Douglass already took care of Tate Creek. So GRC leading here, 28-7. Clements hands it off. Chestnut trying to get some breathing room. He's got that and more as he is taken down at the 18-yard line. So a good piece of running, 11 yards on the Chestnut carry, and that's going to move the chains.
Boy, I tell you what, he just follows those big offensive linemen, and then when he makes contact with the opposition, he carries them another couple of yards. Good, strong, determined running, good offensive play at the line of scrimmage.
16 carries on the night for Bryce Chestnut, and he's rolled up 131 yards in this ballgame on those 16 carries. He stays in the backfield with a pistol look as they overload the left side. That's the wide side of the field. Now they switch over and balance it up. John and Cecil set to the right. It's a flag thrown as Chestnut gets through there. He stopped at the 25-yard line, and two flags thrown and may have had an illegal shift or a motion call against the Cards. Two guys moving at the same time. That can't happen.
Yep.
So both these teams having their share of miscues in this ballgame. 7:24 to go in the third quarter. Cards leading 28-7. First drive for GRC. The Cardinals have trailed at one time in the game by one. They have led here by as much as 21, which is the current margin. They took that lead in at halftime. This is their opening drive. They overload the left side. That's the wide side of the field. Clements hands it off, and Chestnut tries to run between the tackles, and he shut down as he got to the line of scrimmage. Walden Coal in there and also Hudson Coal. So Coal and Coal Incorporated shut that one down for little or no gain.
Well, nowhere to go on that one. He ran into a brick wall right at the line of scrimmage.
So Henry Clay, they've got some players. It's just getting it all together. They're 0-3 on the season. They've scored 20 points collective in the three games prior to this one. But Cards preparing for them, and they've Henry Clay's a tough opponent here tonight. Rolling out Clements, quick throw, got it out to Hayden Heath, and it's an incomplete pass. But boy, he took a shot though. That was almost a defenseless receiver as Hersey came over there along with Walden Cole to hit Heath as the ball arrived simultaneously.
Yeah, he pretty much jumped the route and was right there with great timing, and yet there was good pressure on Clements that time. He had to unload that thing possibly a little quicker than he wanted to.
So, Sam, on the season, much more efficient passer than his 50% completion rate would indicate tonight. He's 8 of 16. He's looking at 3rd and 15, and Clements in the shotgun. Takes a snap, looking. Here comes the Heat. He's going to be sacked and brought down. Third sack of the night for the Blue Devils as Clements is taken down at the 11.
Vasquez blitzed in from the left side and went in untouched, and he was unable to, Clements unable to elude him, and he went down. So Card's probably going to punt on this one, I would think.
Yeah, Clements has punted one time in the ball game for 33 yards, and Henry Clay anticipating that. They've got Skyler Hersey backpedaling, but he's standing at the Cardinal 30. Clements. Now we've got a flag thrown. 5:41 to play here in the third. So the Cardinals with a false start, half the distance to the goal. That'll be a three-yarder, and it'll place it 3 yard line. So Clements will be standing in his end zone, and Henry Clay will get this on a short field, pending any kind of surprise play we're not prepared for. Time called by George Rogers Clark. 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Card's up 21, back in 1 minute.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, Queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
So here's Sam Clements, quick kick as he got rid of it. It's going to be fielded at the 43-yard line, and Taylor trying to turn it upfield, and he's running laterally, and finally the special team comes down and a tackle by Haddon Cecil, nothing on the return, and it looks like a 40-yard punt, so Sam
nice,
got him out. Yeah.
Nice downfield coverage there. He kicked it just away enough to where the returner had to go get it, and then by the time he started trying to go across field, the Cards were waiting for him and got him to the ground.
So each team punts here in the third quarter as Clements nails one for 40 yards, and Bailey couldn't get anything on the return. Good special teams play. Haddon Cecil made the tackle, and here we go with Henry Clay with the ball in Cardinal territory. From the shotgun, rolling Taylor to his left, throwing, got his man, caught there by six, Walden Cole, pulls it in, short of the 30, it's going to be close for a first down, they're going to say he got it, so they'll give him 11 yards on that reception.
Rolling to the left, and that left-hander delivered it right on target. Good reception, good first down.
Walden Cole's second pass reception of the night. He's their season leader. He caught a 30-yard touchdown earlier. This one goes for an 11-yarder and a first down. As Bobby mentioned, Taylor, this left-handed quarterback, they go on the ground with a running play. That's Nick Jones, a 6'1", 175-pound junior, his first pack of the night.
He got half of them.
And he got 5 yards, they're saying, on that run.
Yeah, good offensive surge by the right side of that Henry Clay line. Got him that yardage, so they're on the move again.
Rohan Taylor, not a big guy, listed at 5'8", 150. He's the quarterback. He is a lefty. Kind of a double wing set. They've got a couple of guys in the backfield. Play fake, looking. They dump it over. Pass hauled in. 10-yard line, 5, and finally bumped out of bounds, short of the goal line. But a nice play to DiNardo. It goes from the 28 inside the 5.
Yeah, DiNardo looked like he was going to lay a block on somebody at the left side of the offensive line, but then he just kind of bled out there, and there it was.
Here they go on the ground, and nothing going there as a player's helmet flies off and a flag thrown.
Uh-oh.
They try to run. Nick Jones on the run, and Jones Howard with the tackle. Also down at the bottom of the pile for GRC. Coming up, it's Brian Crawford and Jones Howard with the stop. Nothing on the Nick Jones carry, but we'll look for the penalty as it was first and goal from the 3. And
face mask.
Well, that's going to be half the distance to the goal, and it'll stay first down. Nine penalties called against the Cardinals tonight. Taylor in the shotgun, first and goal from the 2. Henry Clay threatening here. Taylor hands it off. Left side running, got deep, got in, and touchdown. Henry Mackey with a rushing touchdown from 2 yards out, and the Blue Devils get a score.
Got to the left side, cut it upfield, and was able to split 2 Clark County players at the 1 yard line, fell into the end zone, and that's big for Henry Clay because they haven't had much offensive prowess this year, but their 13th point of the night gives them something to be fired up about.
That's the first rushing touchdown on the season, and this is their 4th game. That's the first rushing touchdown that the Blue Devils have on the season, the 2-yard run there by Henry Mackey. And the kick looks like it's blocked by GRC. It was short, and cards coming off the sideline, and again, the special teams playing big at that point. Henry Clay scores. They cut into the lead, but GRC on top, 28-13, 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Bobby and I'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Well, the Cardinals surrender a touchdown there. Henry Clay gets their first rushing touchdown of the season. It's a Mackey 2-yard touchdown run around the left side, and that senior 180-pound runner got into the end zone. So it'll be a kickoff to GRC and dropping back deep for the Cards. You got back there Zayden Turner, Carter Maynard and Kamani John. High kick. Maynard camps under it, takes it at the 22. Left side running, looking for space. He's dropped at the 30-yard line. 8 yards on the kick return. The ball will be placed squarely in the middle of the field.
Shoestring tackle got him there, or he may have had some daylight.
Hudson Cole, they say, with the tackle, and those guys have been very active on the field for the Blue Devils. So the Cardinals are going to start first and 10 from their 30. They've got 3:34 to play here in the third quarter. GRC has trailed only one time in the ball game. That was short-lived, and they now lead 28-13. Coming out, if they empty the backfield, Sam Clements in the shotgun. Three-man front for the Devils. They swing it out. John has it. Kamani John wants a block. He takes it left side to the 45, upended at the 48-yard line. Nice pickup for a first down. He got 18 on the catch.
Yeah, 17, 18 yards. You're exactly right there. That was a quick pass out to the right side there with the lead blocker out there to take out the defender, and he just turned it upfield and got as far as he could.
Kamani John joins teammate Haddon Cecil for four catches on the night to lead the club. The other pass is caught in this ball game by Hayden Heath. Card stay with an empty set backfield, and it's going to be Clements on a direct read. He just runs it straight up the gut, and he's over into Blue Devil territory. He is dropped at the 45-yard line. Good yardage on first down. Actually, he's down to the 44.
Yeah, 8 yards right up the middle. Again, that good blocking at the point of attack, that read, and he just took it right up the middle.
We've seen that play, and they're not afraid to call it. Sam runs it well. Good decision-making. As Clement leaves the sideline, he will furnish his team the play with 2.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Cards come up to the line, leading 28-13. They stay with an empty set backfield, double tight end set. Actually, they've got a wing, and that's John in the wing. Clements, though, with an option read, and he's going to run it for the first down. They try to strip him of the first of the football. Vasquez with the stop, but a first down for the Cards as Clements grinds out 5 yards on that direct read.
Five, almost six, but the offensive line just moved him out, and he was 4 yards upfield before he met anybody. So good play.
This offensive line has actually come across with the last two games in this two-game winning streak. They have put up over 700 yards of offense for this GRC football team. You get numbers like that, you know the big guys up front, they're doing their job.
Absolutely.
And the Cards push it on the ground for another first down. Unofficially, 16 of those in the ball game. They stay. Now they're going to bring Clements under center for the first time tonight. Single back is Chestnut. They run him. He hits the hole. Spin move. Got away from one. Down inside the 30, and he's going to get a first down. Bryce, second time we've seen that spin move tonight. Bobby, both times it's been after contact, and he's gotten a first down.
Gotten a first down and gotten enough yardage to get the first down, but he keeps that lower body moving and is tough to get down. And as you say, 11 yards and a first down to the 28.
Bryce on the night to really packing the load. Again, I can't underscore it enough. He's carried it in the two games he's played 39 times total. Tonight in this ball game, he's run it 18 times. Now making 19 as he's up the middle, cuts it to the middle of the field, rolls down inside the 10, stopped at the 7, and a flag thrown at the end of the play.
Wow.
So a big gaping hole for Chestnut. 28, and they're going to mark him at the 12. So a 16-yard run for Chestnut, and if that's on Henry Clay, it'll be half the distance to the goal, and that's what it is, personal foul.
Yeah. You know, the beauty of that play is he was 12 yards upfield, right up the middle before he met any resistance at all. So, again, that offensive surge in that line is really, really helping create that space for him.
38 yards on four carries for Chestnut here in this third quarter. Clements under center. Give it to Bryce. Bryce trying to find the end zone.
He did.
Stood up.
He
leg
did.
Drive. Got in. Touchdown for Chestnut. He scores his third touchdown tonight. This one of the three-yard variety. He scored from 4 yards and 12 yards. This time he goes in from 3 yards out. And a guy that was our guest on Cardinal Connection. And it'll be excessive celebration against the GRC as Chestnut goes off the field. And they'll back it up. They'll assess this penalty on the PAT. So Chestnut. TD run and They're going to march this penalty off, excessive celebration. So
from the 3 to the 18, 15 yards.
So going off the field is Levi Ross, who had kicked his last two PATs perfectly. And we'll see what GRC dials up here.
Now they're bringing it back. Okay.
So
on.
They decide now that the penalty is assessed on the kickoff. So it's back. Yeah, and I don't know if the Cardinals have got their special teams personnel out there. I guess they're just going to go for it. Sam Clements, he is the holder, but I don't see the kicker Ross in there. So GRC evidently going for two. Clements in the shotgun. Pistol look now with Chestnut on his right hip. Bryce goes out in motion. Clements trying to find the end zone. If he could have bounced it out to the left, but he stood up and denied the end zone. So the PAT run fails, and the Cardinals have to stay with the 34-13 lead. Cards leading here again by a score of 34-13. We'll be back after this one-minute break.
We live with you. Grow up with you and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
A lot has changed since the first Clark's Pump and Shop opened in 1976. Things that haven't changed, Clark's Pump and Shop's commitment to the communities they serve and the exceptional customer service they provide. Go online at myclarkspns.com or download the mobile app for monthly specials, employment opportunities, and more. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel Clark's Pump and Shops.
Well, the Cardinals will receive or will be kicking off to Henry Clay after they picked up the 34-13 lead. Bryce Chestnut, he has been a workhorse tonight. Looking at some of Bryce's numbers, he has scored three times tonight on the ground. He scored from 4 yards, from 12 yards, and 3 yards. So the excessive celebration will cost the card some penalty yardage as Levi Ross will spot it. He'll kick off, actually, from his own 12-yard line. So,
12. Yeah, that's, yeah. That's a brutal penalty.
It is.
Holy smokes.
So you can't get too happy after you score a touchdown. And actually, I saw what the official saw, and it was it was Bryce being picked up a couple of times by some of his linemen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's viewed as excessive celebration. Delay a game or unsportsmanlike conduct, however you want to look at it. At any rate, it's put the Cards in a hole to kick it off. Here comes Ross, and it's a squib kick taken at the 40-yard line and moving forward, stopped at the 32. About 8 yards on that kick return, and Henry Clay playing on a short field.
Pretty good field position here in the third quarter, though.
36 and a half seconds left in this ball game, which is now 2 hours and 10 minutes deep on you. I still don't think we're going to come anywhere close to that 1 o'clock game, will we?
Fine. Hold your breath.
Up in Pike County. Kind of like that Eric Clapton song. It was after midnight, wasn't it?
Well past.
All right. Here we go. Henry Clay with a ball playing on a short field. They hand it off. Mackey right side got to the edge. Cards tried to seal it off, but Mackey got appreciable yards. He stopped short of the first down. Carter Maynard on the corner makes the hit on the right side.
Yeah, he got it.
Oh, they're going to say he got 10.
He got the 10. They got that right edge that time and just angled that thing right for the chain. And good blocking by Henry Clay on the edge.
Ball is on the far side of the field. That's the right side from us. Taylor, the left-hander, hands it off, and Mackey seems to be getting a little stronger as the game goes on. He is pushed back after he got inside the 10 in the waning seconds of this third quarter. Got about 3 yards on that carry. T.J. Hooten with the stop. And actually, Mackey getting a little stronger. He finished out the first half with only 20 yards on 5 carries, but been a little bit better this third quarter. Third quarter comes to an end. We will begin the fourth and final period when we come back. Your score here in Lexington at Henry Clay High School, Cardinals of GRC 34, Henry Clay Blue Devils 13. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
All right. Here we go back to beginning this fourth quarter of play, and our statistician over here that's running some scores tonight, it's actually is a final now. It was Boyle County over Scott County in a final there. That final is 54-21. And a final, hey, Christian Academy of Louisville came back and defeated Lexington Christian 14-12 in a final. No, yeah. LCA 14 and Cal. Okay, I was reading it the way you'd written it down there. Gotcha. So Lexington Christian beats Cal in a final up here in Louisville 14-7.
Could call that an upset.
Yeah. Yeah. Rolling out is Taylor to his left, throwing, and he threw it short. Intended receiver over there was a Merriman who had caught a couple of balls, but Taylor threw that one short on the coverage. It was that guy that's been everywhere, T.J. Hooten and Justin Falls. Those guys are everywhere.
Yeah, and that could have been Hayden chasing the quarterback that time, too. He made him throw it just a tad early.
8 of 21 is the passing for Rohan Taylor tonight. He's thrown for 1 touchdown and 3 picks. As Bobby says, the heat's been on him. The Cards have only been able to sack him but one time, though. From the shotgun, hand it off. Mackey right side on what would be, a passing down. They give it to Mackey, and he's going to move it down to the 6-yard line.
12.
And a big pickup on that. So an 8-yard first down run for Mackey, and then now he's going to run it again, and he is stopped at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play there.
Tried to take it to his right side and met some resistance right in the gap.
So Henry Clay on a couple of occasions, what you would think would be passing downs, they have gone on the ground running, and they've had a little success tonight. The running game hasn't been a strong suit, and that's probably an understatement for the Blue Devils all year. They got their first rushing touchdown tonight in this ball game, and they're knocking on the door again, 2nd and 9. 2nd and goal from the 9. They throw the pass, touchdown on the reception, Landon Merriman. Merriman hauls it in from the 9-yard line. That's his 3rd catch of the night. He's got 40 yards on 3 catches. This one a touchdown.
Nice play. He started off straight on the left side, cut to the post. The ball was right there as he crossed the goal line. Nice pitch, catch, touchdown, the result.
9-yard touchdown pass is Blue Devils go for the extra point, and that kick is more than ample, and it goes through the upright. So Henry Clay comes back. It's now a 2-score game. It's 34-20. GRC leading here early in the fourth quarter. Back in 1 minute.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
At Rosemary C. Brooks Place, they believe in living life with no boundaries or limitations. You will enjoy life to the fullest with home-cooked meals, non-stop activities, and five-star amenities. The Brooks Place staff always offers a helping hand and a friendly smile. Independent and assisted living, Rosemary C. Brooks Place, a great value in retirement living.
I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Apartments and Cottages today.
Rosemary C. Brooks Place there. Tim had breakfast over there yesterday morning with the Chamber, who's also on board as a sponsor. So saw a lot of good people over there and ate some good food.
Well, tell you what, just a tremendous sponsor, and always glad to have any and all of them on board.
Here's the kick. It goes deep, and Carter Maynard lets it go over his head, and it's a live ball. He has to pick it up at the one. He thought it was going to go into the end zone, so he's able to get out to the 11-yard line. So a 10-yard return after that kickoff, Maynard thought would take one bounce and go over his head. That looked like one of your lob wedges, Bobby. It just hit and backed up.
Well, I tell you what now. That, in a way, you're right, but we've got 10 minutes, 46 seconds left in this game. The lead has been cut to two scores, and the Cards backed up deep here, so you are really, really encouraging these Blue Devils to do something super special here. So let's see if the Cards can get this ground game going and get a first down or two and get out of Dodge.
Chestnut, who's been the workhorse, stays in the backfield. Clement swings it out. Jeremiah Israel caught it, and he is clobbered from behind. He stopped short of the 15-yard line, about a 3-yard pickup on that pass play. His first catch of the night.
It's okay, though. Clock's running.
So, again, 3 yards on the pickup as GRC deep in their own territory. 34-20, Cards lead, 10:15 to go in this ballgame. Second and seven from their own 14. Clements shotgun rolling right with time. Throws on the move. Got his pass. Haddon Cecil caught it. Needed seven, and he got seven.
Should have. He ought to have it there.
Nice catch there. Cecil with a team-leading number five.
Yeah,
pass to caught tonight.
Giving him the
first down.
First down
for the Cards. And that's going to move the chains. Cecil with a nice catch.
Nice pitch and catch. Ball was timed just right to the sideline, and he got it in.
Here's a delay. Handoff to Chestnut.
Wow.
Leg drive as he was just pushing all he could from behind. He was hit at the line of scrimmage, got a little bit of block there and some help from Crawford, but a lot of that was Bryce Chestnut with just leg drive, kept him churning.
4 yards, and he got three of them on his own.
So Chestnut having a wonderful ball game tonight. 165 yards tonight on the ground for Bryce Chestnut and three scores. Clements, quick screen. Got his man, Cecil, down the right side, lost the football. Hopefully it went out of bounds. He was the last guy to have it, and they're going to say he fumbled it, and the Blue Devils took it away.
Well-conceived play that time that kind of blew up at the very end. It looked like he had the first down comfortably, but couldn't hang on to that ball, and so Henry Clay's got this thing with 9:16 left in the game, and they're within 32 yards of a score.
Well, I tell you what, they're going to be on a short field, and Cardinals find themselves in a ball game right now. So the Cards turn it over.
36-yard line.
So the GRC, that's their second fumble recovery. Fumble loss tonight. They fumbled three times, and see if the Blue Devils try to take a shot deep. They're going to throw it downfield. Merriman's caught it.
He's gone.
He's at the 20. On his feet, tipped his balance, and Henry Clay's coming back here on homecoming night, and all the fans are standing the sideline for the Blue Devils, showing their pleasure, and this team has come storming back, and they are right now within a score of GRC. 36-yard pass. Merriman caught his second in this second half for a touchdown. So the kick's on the way, and it's good, and all of a sudden this game is a 34-27 Cardinal lead. So Henry Clay feeling very encouraged right now. GRC's going to regroup. We'll see what the Cards have coming back out of this timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds back after this brief message.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Well, Henry Clay Blue Devils, they have mounted a comeback. Bobby, here they put up 14 points in about the last 4 minutes. So doing well.
Yeah, actually the last 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Well, they're going to be kicking off to GRC with 9:11 to play in this game. And this kick, it's going to go out of bounds, so the Cards will get it up at the 35-yard line. So see what the Cardinals can do here. They've got 9-11. Their lead has been cut to 7. At one time it was up to 21. And the Blue Devils feeling encouraged, and the Cards just got to take care of it. We talked in the pregame, Bobby, that something that GRC's been able to avoid, and that's been turnovers. But tonight they've had 3 in this ball game.
Well, they've had 3, and they've had some mental errors that have really hurt them. And then they're playing against a team that they have frankly encouraged to stay in the game. And now Henry Clay's on the roll. GRC's going to have to see if they can shore it up and control this ball a little bit here in the final 9 minutes of this game.
Clements hands it off. Chestnut right side running, and he's got good yardage on first down as he stopped just short of the first down marker and gets good yardage on a first down run. And that offers Coach Cherico a little more latitude on the playbook.
Yeah, a good 8.5, 9 yards off between the right guard and center, just a straight, strong push. And they just need to protect the ball and do what they can do to keep it, get it into the defensive front, and get out of here.
173 yards for Bryce Chestnut tonight and 3 touchdowns, and he's not done yet as he bursts up the middle, and he's upended at midfield as he picks up a first down. Chestnut on the run.
Gain of about 7.
There we go.
Field strike. First down, GRC.
180 yards unofficially for Chestnut tonight and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, they're moving that defensive front out of the way, and
23 carries, 183 on the ground for Chestnut, 3 scores from midfield. They go on the ground with him again. He hits the hole, and he's upended.
4.5.
Tackle made in there by Guy makes the stop. So Chestnut on that run picks up 5. Bryce continues to deliver for the Cards, carrying the football. Double tight end set. Ty Miller checks in. He's to the left. Hayden Heath to the right. They stack the box against the Cards' run, and Henry Clay's able to stop Chestnut after a 1-yard game, and Walden Cole gets the tackle.
Third and four and a half on this one. Going to be inside 7 minutes when this ball is snapped.
So the Cards looking at third down and four. So four down territory here, and the Henry Clay fans and the noise and the cowbells all go up, and the sidelines looking to the fans saying, cheer us on, Cards. And I believe they're able to get Henry Clay to jump. Big guy down on the line. Makwi got across the line, so a 5-yard penalty and a first down.
And we can't hear it, but it could very well have been a hard count that caused that penalty.
Cards have a first down. They're moving. From the 40-yard line of the Blue Devils. Stretch play on the run. Chestnut, right side, room, got to the edge, finally ridden out of bounds, but he's down to the 15. Inside the 15, they're going to say at the 9. So a big run, 31-yarder there, Bobby, and he's approaching, he's over 200 yards in this game.
He's playing great. Stretch play to the right. He was able to elude the defenders right there at the point of attack, and once he turned the corner, one man was all that kept him from the end zone. So tremendous play, and Cards need to go ahead and take advantage of this and get it in the end zone.
21-yard run on that play by Chestnut. They got him in the pistol look, and Clements calling a hard count again, and it's going to be on Henry Clay, I do believe. And Cardinal line showing some discipline. They're not jumping.
They've done enough jumping.
Oh, yeah. We had enough penalties in the first half to last most of midway through the season.
First and goal from the 4-yard line for GRC.
So that'll give the Cards another first down, of which they've got unofficially 21 of those tonight and racking up some good numbers. But the number they're concerned about is the score, 34-27, looking for more. Ooh. Clements dropped the ball, picked it up, and he's going to go in. So Cardinals fumbled the ball. Sam lost it. He picked it up, then goes in for 4 yards out. Clements with his first touchdown rushing tonight.
And attribute that again to the right side of that offensive line that pushed everybody basically back 4 yards into the end zone, and he was able to get it in.
So Sam with that touchdown rushing tonight gives him 4 on the season. Bryce Chestnut has the team lead with 6. We got an injured player on the Blue Devils down at the goal line. So with 6:25 to go here in the football game, the Cards answer back. They extend that lead back up to now it's 40-27. We still have the PAT to come. We will tell you about that and much more when we come back after this 30-second break.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Well, Henry Clay player still being given attention with 6:25 to go in this football game. The Cardinals of George Rogers Clark leading 40-27. They've led by as much as 21 in this game. They've trailed by only 1 point early in the game. Cards have just scored on a 4-yard Sam Clements run. We're awaiting the point after touchdown, and while we await that, Bobby's got a message from one of our sponsors.
Folks, it might be a little bit late in the season to think about getting a mower, but if you want one that's tough enough to break all of the rules, want everything without sacrificing anything, want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value, the perfect balance of power and performance, a Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. Fall is coming. Crabgrass is still strong. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See the Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your Bad Boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude.
That old copy's kind of nasty.
Dude, I tell you what, this copy, this is what you call...
Tough.
It must be...
It's a tough mower.
It is a Bad Boy copy.
It's a tough mower. Well, we appreciate Montgomery Tractor Sales, and they have been with us and have offered these in-game sponsorships, and appreciate wish them the best. Also wishing the best this Henry Clay player, which is down right now, and I'm going to refer to our friend here and get you some scores that have transpired in this ball game. A game that started at 6:30 tonight, an hour earlier. Frederick Douglass beat, let's see, you're giving me an update. DeSales on top of Lafayette 12 minutes ago in the fourth, or just started the fourth quarter. 45-6, DeSales leading Lafayette. You got a final. It was Lexington Christian Academy beating the Christian Academy of Louisville up in Louisville by a score of 14-12 in that ball game. So Boyle County 54-21 over Scott County. Well, now that the DeSales game's gone final, it's 45-6. The DeSales Colts win over Lafayette. Another Ballard 21, Bryan Station 28. They are moving into the fourth quarter of play, and Shelby County, they lead over Paul Lawrence Dunbar 20-10. That's the end of the third quarter. I mentioned the Boyle County, Scott County. Both those teams are number one. Boyle County was number one in 4A, and Scott number one in 5A, and it was a battle of the number ones, and Boyle County comes out winning that one, rolling up big points, 54-21, so that proved to be big in that one. So that kind of catches you up with some games around. Again, a game that started at 6:30, Frederick Douglass, they shut out Tate's Creek. The Commodores lose for the first time on the season. Frederick Douglass playing their first game against a Kentucky high school team, I do believe, but they win that one convincingly, 43-0 in a game across town, and Frederick Douglass continues that streak, I believe, of undefeated against a Lexington school in the regular season. So that kind of catches you up as the Henry Clay player is up and walking off the field, and Vasquez is the player, and he's made a tackle here in this fourth quarter, made a big stop against GRC, and he's coming off the field right now, and we'll get back to play.
Certainly had a fine game, and it's good to see him walking off under his own power, and he's a little bit ginger, but certainly didn't have to be carted off or anything, and that's great news.
Well, Levi Ross on. He's 2-for-2 in point after touchdowns. He is going to try the PAT here. Heath with a snap, Clements with a hole, and the kick is on its way, and both officials concur it's good. So it goes through the upright, and it's 41-27, the Cardinals leading with 6:25 to go here in the ballgame. We'll step aside for 30 seconds, back after this brief message.
Ah, the beauty of a perfectly toasted McDonald's breakfast bagel. But what about inner beauty? Behold, fluffy egg, melty cheese, plus a sizzling steak patty, sausage or bacon, and any size soft drink or tea for $1.29. The true beauty of a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel is in the mouth of the beholder. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester and Mount Sterling.
So the Cardinals leading here with 6:25 to go at Henry Clay High School on the homecoming night. The Cardinals leading 41-27. Henry Clay feeling encouraged as they had cut it to a one-score game here in the fourth quarter. And the 27 points tonight, more than they've scored cumulatively in the three prior games.
Yeah, but I tell you what, the Cards certainly answered the bell there.
Yeah, they have.
From 9-11 mark, they cut it to 7, and at the 6:25 mark, the Cards back up by 14, feeling a whole lot better about themselves.
Here's a line drive squib kick taken at the 22-yard line straight up the middle of the field. You got to get Merriman. He scored the last time he touched the ball. He gets up to the 43-yard line. So good return there for Merriman, near 20 yards on that kick return. Tate's Creek will have good field, or excuse me, Henry Clay will have good field position with 6:17 to go in this game. Cards holding on to that 41-27 lead. It was as much as 21. It got cut to 7. GRC came right back. Three-man front for the Cardinals. Taylor in the shotgun. Taylor looking, throwing, swings it out to the right sideline. Incomplete. DiNardo was the target, and that's an incomplete pass. 10 of 24 tonight passing for Rohan Taylor. He's thrown three picks. He's also thrown three touchdowns and another Blue Devil player down on the field. Yeah. And official calling for time.
John and Howard tracking that throw, so they were right there. The quarterback had no choice but to throw that one away, because had he thrown it to the player, one of those guys might have picked it and taken it all the way.
This appears to be a leg cramp of the Blue Devil player, and again, I don't mean to minimize it, but that is extremely painful, doesn't appear to be an injury, so that's a good thing. Nice crowd here at Henry Clay. I've never been over here to this. I don't in broadcasting high school sports since 1999, I've never been at Henry Clay for any function.
Well, this...
I like their facilities. It's targeted to be replaced coming up. School, athletic complexes, and everything.
Yeah, they're going to put a few million into that, I'm sure. Yeah. But it'll certainly be well worth it, and should be beautiful when completed. But right now we're playing in a fine setting as well. This is really, really nice.
Good crowd at the Robert J. Bell Stadium and on homecoming night. And Cards right now leading as we're waiting to see if they can get the cramp to subside on this young man, and it looks to be a right hamstring bothering him. The Cardinals, I think one of the big plays in this game that really kind of turned it for GRC was the Hayden Heath 55-yard interception return. He took a pick six, and Ross got the kick that was good, and all of a sudden you've got a seven-point lead. You're up by seven. And then now, all of a sudden, you've got a 21-7 lead with eight and a half minutes almost before halftime. And I think that was a pivotal play.
Well, that sort of turned the tide, so to speak, because Chestnut had just scored at the 10:22 mark of the second quarter. And then when you get another score 2 minutes later in an unsuspecting way, you don't necessarily expect to nab an interception on the sideline and be able to take an unencumbered 55 yards for a score, but, you know, in effect, that can be a 14-point turnaround.
Sure, and it was a real key play, and again, Hayden, he's been everywhere, and this hasn't been a game that was played all that cleanly. 20 penalties total in this ball game, 10 by each club. The Cardinals, who have not had only one turnover on the season, well, tonight they've got three turnovers tonight. However, Henry Clay, they've turned it over four times, three interceptions and a fumble. So the Henry Clay Blue Devil player comes off the field, and we go back to play on second down and 10 from the Blue Devil 42. Taylor throwing a home run ball. He's got a man out there. It's incomplete. Give him A for effort. The intended receiver was Walden Cole, who went full extension, could not haul it in. And right now, 10 of 25 passing for Rohan Taylor in this game. Three picks, three touchdown scores.
Trey Davis was coming over to try to cover him. He was about a step late, but the pass just a little bit too far.
The separation was there, but as Bobby said, the receiver, Walden Cole, had gotten some separation to pass, just a little overthrown. Balanced field, wide outs to each side. Cards matching up man-to-man. But right now, the Blue Devil coaching staff, they want to call a timeout and talk it over. So 6:09 to go here in the football game. Time called, back in 1 minute.
This is Danny Neely. Neely & Wade Insurance is a full-service agency specializing in protecting your family and your business with personal and commercial auto, home, casualty, life, and health insurance. We are an independent agency, which means we represent several insurance companies. We can find the best coverage at the best price for you.
This is Nevin Goble. I specialize in health insurance for businesses. Give me a call, 744-3857.
Great rates and personalized service. Neely and Wade Insurance.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Third down and 10 for the Henry Clay Blue Devils. And they're going to run a end-around reverse, and it's snuffed out and played very well by that guy that Bobby and I were talking about with the pick six tonight, Hayden Heath, with a big hit and a tackle.
Number 13 of all numbers. He was right there.
So tackle for a loss for Hayden Heath. And that's a big loss,
yeah,
too.
That's about 10-yard loss.
Yeah, 10-yard loss on the run. So they tried to do that end-around reverse. They called the timeout to put in, you know, some coaches call them gadget plays, some gimmick plays, but it didn't work. And the Blue Devils now going for it on 4th and 20. And Henry Clay's going to call another timeout. And I don't think GRC was planning on jumping offside, but Coach Jericho, he's emphatically waving his defensive troops over there, and I swear, it's a wonder his elbow isn't worn out the way he's waving them over there. Come quickly, come quickly. So he obviously is excited and emphatic about bringing his defense to the sideline. We'll see how it unfolds. 5:24 to go in this ballgame, back after this brief 30-second break.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center when every minute matters. Emergency strikes day or night. Clark Regional is there when you need them most, providing emergency care close to home, including their higher levels of heart care found in an accredited chest pain center, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Clark Regional Medical Center. From the routine to the unforeseen, count on Clark. Check their average ER wait time at clarkregional.org.
Thank you. Well, I got some other score updates for you. Shelby County beats Paul Lawrence Dunbar, played across town over here 34-24. And also tonight, Paris Greyhounds, Class A football team, they win. They defeat Montgomery County tonight 33-6. Here our score is 41-27, Cardinals leading 4th and 20. Blue Devils going for it. Taylor, he's being chased and he's being sacked. So the Cards will get the football at the Blue Devil 24-yard line. Nice play by GRC. They got a big defensive sack rushing in there tonight. Adrian Alfaro with the sack.
First down,
GRC. Just beat the lineman and got him on his back.
Alfaro, a sack on fourth down. Loss on the play. All the way back, it'll be at the 24-yard line. Nice play there by the Card defense. Tight splits on the offensive line. I mean, they are shoulder to shoulder. In motion, Jeremiah Israel. Little shovel pass, and Israel spins his way forward. And he is...
Seven.
Brought down there at the... I'm going to spot him at the 18-yard line, so good pickup on first down.
Yeah, they were tight. He took it off the left side and was able to get upfield 6 to 7 yards.
First rush of the football tonight, a little underhanded toss to Jeremiah instead of the shovel pass forward. So be a running play of 6 yards for Israel, second and 4, they call it, for the Cardinals. Handed off and upended as he tried to pick his way through. Bryce Chestnut, little or no gain on that play. And again, Walden Cole with a tackle, and he's been everywhere for Henry Clay tonight. And I don't think it's any big secret Chestnut was going to run the football, and he zeroed in on him, stopped him for no gain. Bryce with over 200 yards tonight. Bryce with over 200 yards. He came in this game having scored three rushing touchdowns in the two games he's played. Well, he matched that total tonight entirely. He scored three times tonight. Israel goes out wide to the right, dropping down here to the left is Haddon Cecil. Pistol look, Chestnut to the right hip, and all of a sudden the card's jumping off. So this will be 20-plus penalties tonight, making about 21 penalties, and the Cards will back it up and lose 5 yards. Thought we were beyond those bugaboos, but they're coming back, rearing their head.
I'm really surprised that you don't have. We haven't had more of these past two games. You're not going to play this game without making mental and physical mistakes, and that other team's got something to say about it as well. But Henry Clay's made mistakes as well, so third and eight or nine. So
they get away from the double tight end set. Miller comes out. They bring Israel back in there with wideouts to each side. Pass thrown to Kamani John. Israel gave him a block down the right side, diving for the pylon. He knocks it down, and they're going to say touchdown for the Cards. 23-yard touchdown pass to Kamani John, and again, credit Israel for that downfield block. He sealed the corner, and Israel dived for the pylon and got the score.
Well, he got that quick pass out to the right, and they were expecting run, and as a result, didn't have but one or two players to beat, and he dove past the last one for the score, and the Cards up to attempting to get their 48th point of the night.
So Kamani John hauls in his fifth pass tonight, his second receiving touchdown tonight, a 23-yard touchdown catch to add to the Cardinal point total, and Levi Ross's kick is up and good, and this amounts to the largest point total tonight that the Cards have on this season. Kick is good, and it's 48-27, back up to that 21-point lead. We got 3:21 to go in the ball game. Cards on top, back in 1 minute.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around a rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
Cardinals kicking it off. Henry Clay on the return. Minimal yardage as he's driven out of bounds. The return man over near the Cardinals sideline. And the Blue Devils get minimal yardage on that return. It'll be spotted. Going to be somewhere around the 35-yard line of the Blue Devils.
Walden Cole got the ball, took it as far as he could, but the Cards had pretty much converged on him.
Blue Devils with balance field, wideouts to each side. And they're going to go on the ground. Mackey, who's had a better second half running, he's going to grind out about 2 or 3 yards. What I like on that play for GRC, they didn't let him get out of bounds. Jones Howard just sealed him off and said, no, we're going to keep you in bounds, brother, and let that clock run.
And it's under 3 minutes.
So that clock running. On that last Cardinal score, an interesting thing. I mean, that's why you're the head coach. He sees something after the penalty, decides to pull away from the heavy package, the two tight end set, and goes with another wide out, balanced the field, and threw that little screen and got a good downfield block.
Threw the screen and surprised the defense.
Sure did. And our kicker tonight, Ross, 4 for 4 on his PATs. Here they go on a run to the right side. Hayden Heath knocks the ball loose, and it's scooped up. And they're going to say no can do as Heath knocked the ball loose and then came up with a fumble recovery himself and was about to score his second defensive touchdown. But they said no, no can do. They're going to throw a flag on this as no gain on the play, and the ball was whistled dead. And right now, the officials have thrown a flag on a dead ball and unsportsmanlike conduct against GRC. Man, that's a
both teams.
So they'll offset those penalties, and the official will pick up that yellow hanky, and we'll go again.
Well, just trying to control the emotions on both sides, because this has been a long, hotly contested game, and you've got a team that's had its backs against the wall the entire year who have found some life tonight in the second half in Henry Clay, but Cards look like they have survived this and are winning going away.
Third down and seven for the Blue Devils. From their own 37, they run the play on the ground and tackle made. Jones, Howard, Hayden Heath in there. Also, Kamani John got deep on the carry. It was Nick Jones. Jones picked up a couple yards on that run. It'll bring up fourth down, and Henry Clay here on homecoming night, they have scored 27 points. That is a season high. But the Cardinals have rolled up 48. That is a season high for GRC. Fourth down for Henry Clay. They got to get six. Back to throw, Taylor. Pressure comes, steps up, throws, lets it go, and it's incomplete. Tried to hit DiNardo, and on the coverage was Falls, and it's an incomplete pass. And that's going to give it to GRC, and the Cards can snap it one time and then take a knee and then just let it go. So GRC, with that two-game win streak they came in here with, they're going to extend it to three tonight with a road win against these Blue Devils.
Not a thing of beauty tonight on either side, but the Cards have managed to play just well enough and come up with enough plays on both sides of the ball and actually in special teams with that kicking and PAT action to nail this third straight victory.
So with a minute 14 to go and GRC up three scores, just a matter of just kind of running a play, and don't know, they're going to give it to Chestnut, and he's got to the outside. He's going to pick up 12 yards and a first down, and that's going to let the clock continue to run. And Bryce, workhorse tonight, picks up 12 yards on the run, and over 200 yards tonight for Chestnut on the ground. He scored three times.
First down, GRC.
And the clock rolling, and Clements will go under center, I would imagine. He's up to the line of scrimmage, gets behind Crawford and Tackett is center. He takes a knee. The waning seconds tick away. And this ball game, which has had a lot of penalties, a lot of stoppage of play with injuries, a lot of downfield passes that was incomplete, we're going to get it in under 3 hours, Bob.
Well, yeah, I'm a little disappointed.
We're used to having all-nighters, huh?
This was a very, very hotly contested game, and you saw some good play from both sides of the ball by both squads, and yet GRC a little bit stronger in the end.
Cards come away as they line up to congratulate each other at midfield, and the final second ticks off. There's the horn. Game over. GRC picks up the win in a final, 48-27. The Cardinals win this one, and they move their record to 3-1. Henry Clay takes the loss tonight. They fall to 0-4. Here on homecoming night, in front of a pretty good crowd at Henry Clay, Cards pick up this win. Bobby and I'll be back. We'll recap the game, scoring stats, and summary. All that coming up on a post-game show back in 2 minutes.
Attention, small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
localdigitalky.com. How may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit localdigitalky.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Off-road enthusiasts, the CF Moto Power Fest sales event is going on at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling. Get a load of these dirt-slinging deals. Score $400 to $800 rebates off 21 and 22 ATVs. Save $500 to $1,200 on all remaining 21 and 22 side-by-sides. A $1,000 rebate off the 23 Z-Force 950 HO Sport. All other 23 ATVs and side-by-sides come with a three-year limited warranty. Visit Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling today.
This is GRC Football.
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me up here at Robert J. Bell Stadium at the John G. Herber Field on homecoming night here at Henry Clay High School. The Cardinals defeat the Blue Devils in a final in this one, 48-27. In this ball game, GRC, they trailed at one time early in the ball game, 6-7. They led by as much as 21, only to have that lead cut to 7. But GRC comes back and win by that longest lead of the night margin, 21 points in a final. So in this game, again, and the Cardinals took a halftime lead into the locker room. They were up by a score of 28-7 in the first half. GRC, as I mentioned, they got behind by 1 point after scoring on the opening drive, a 59-yard drive. They lead at halftime by a score of 28-7. The big thing that got me in that first half, Bobby, Cards got down by one, but then we had that series where we had 5 turnovers in succession, only to have the Cards begin the second quarter and get a score. Now they're up 14-7. And I thought the play of the game with 8:22 to go in before halftime, Hayden Heath with a 55-yard pick six. And I really think that kind of flipped the switch. And it made it 21-7 with the Ross kick. And they went on and scored again later. But I thought that was a pivotal play.
Well, it was on the sideline there right in front of the GRC bench. And he tiptoed his way once he got that ball down the sideline and was able to outrun the defenders, actually the offensive team, to get that score. And that pretty much changed the tune all the way around, and it put Henry Clay in a position where it really had to battle from behind the rest of the night.
And then we move into the second half of play, each team beginning the second half after a homecoming elongated halftime show. Both teams punted, and then Henry Clay, they get back on the board, and they cut into the lead a little bit, and it's 28-13 with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. The Cards did answer, though. They came back. Chestnut scored what would be his second of three rushing touchdowns. Fourth quarter got a little different. Cards up 34-13. Henry Clay, they had not scored 20 points all year collective. Well, they got their 20th point on a 9-yard touchdown pass, and that happened early in the ball game. Then the Cards had poor field position, fumbled the football away on what looked to be like a Haddon Cecil first down on the far side in front of the Cardinal bench, but it was ruled a fumble, and Henry Clay turned that into a 36-yard touchdown pass. And Bobby, things got a little hairy with 9:11 to go in the game. Your 21-point lead is now down to 7, and the Blue Devils feel encouraged.
And their crowd feels encouraged, and that's something they hadn't felt for quite a while, and it was time to batten down the hatch and try to put this game away. And they were able to do so.
Two unanswered touchdowns by the Cardinals closed this game out. A Clements four-yard run. Ross's kick was good. And then a 23-yard touchdown pass. Sam Clements to Kamani John on a nice little screen pass. Jeremiah Israel with a beautiful block downfield. The kick was good by Ross. He went 4-of-4 on kicking extra points. And with 3:21 to go in the ballgame, Cards now back up 21. That would be the final score as GRC was able to get the first down and run the clock after turning away Henry Clay over on downs. So that's going to do it. We will come back, and let me come back in 1 minute. We'll give you some stats and some numbers, run this game down with the numbers, and we'll sign it off. Here at Henry Clay, Cards win 48-27. Back in 1 minute.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Well, the Cardinals win this one tonight in a final 48-27 over the Blue Devils at Henry Clay. GRC in this win, they amassed in the ballgame a whopping 22 first downs in this ballgame unofficially. Henry Clay had 13 of their own. Kick returns, GRC did a pretty good job on that, covering them. They did have to kick a lot, the longest by Henry Clay tonight, a 21-yarder. GRC able to return on the night four kicks. They were averaging right at 21 yards per kick return. Each team punted a couple of times. The Cards in this ball game, they averaged 35 yards per punt, while Henry Clay, they punted twice. They also had 35-yard punt average there. Penalties, not a game of thing of beauty. 24 total flags in this ball game, and about eight of those were a personal foul, each team having their share of that. In the turnover category, the Cardinals fumbled four times. Luckily, they only lost two of those. While Henry Clay, they fumbled twice. Cards took one of those away. On the ground, the GRC shut the running game down, about 2 yards per average on the ground for Henry Clay, 24 rushes, unofficially 49 yards on the ground. Passing, the Blue Devils had a little more success with that, going 10 of 26 in the game was Rohan Taylor, 10 of 26. He threw three touchdowns. He gave up three picks. He threw for 171 through the air. So you look at the total offense on the night unofficially for the Blue Devils, 220 yards, got 171 of them through the air in a losing effort. For the Cardinals, GRC rushed it 40 times for 252 yards on the ground. GRC with a big rushing game, the offensive line doing their job. Bryce Chestnut, he was the star of the game with the running game. 28 rushes for Chestnut, 218 yards. He scored three times on runs of 4, 12, and 3 yards. He was just a workhorse tonight. That's Sam true. Clements, 11 rushes, 28 yards. Sam picked up a touchdown, his fourth of the season on the ground. The other run came on Jeremiah Israel on a little shovel underhand toss, and he picked up 6 yards. 40 rushes for the Cards in this ball game, and 242 yards on the ground rushing. In passing tonight, Clements, he has a good game in this one. Sam goes 8 of 21 passing. He hit four different receivers. He threw two touchdown passes. Kamani John caught them both, one of 23 yards and one of 7. John on the night caught five passes. He went only eclipsed by Haddon Cecil tonight, as Cecil, he caught six passes in the ball game. Hayden Heath caught one pass, and Jeremiah Israel the other. Two touchdown passes and one pick by Sam Clements tonight. Cards roll up almost 250 yards on the ground. They get good passing from Clements, and Bobby pick up a win, and very modest, but again, as I say, we hope infectious three-game winning streak, and we've got it coming up. We've got more football coming up.
Ballard Bruins next Saturday, or next Friday night.
So that's going to do it. Ballard tonight, they were taken care of by Bryan Station, we understand, in that final. So I'm sure they'll be in a crossway whenever we hook up to see them. So we'll talk about this one more on Wednesday. If you can join us, we'd love to see you at the Golden Corral, the Cardinal Connection. We'll take to the air 7 o'clock and cover this game and look ahead to the Ballard Bruins. So, Bobby, hope you have a good weekend, buddy.
Going to do it.
All
right. Do the same, and enjoy this nice weather.
From Henry Clay Campus, Joel Bennett here, and on-site engineer Hayes McMakin. Back to station, Tim Smith. Appreciate you, man. Bobby Baldwin here. I'm Joel, and again, hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. So long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Football on WWKY. 102.9 FM and 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. Tonight's game was brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Citizens Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Meek Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive, your Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Now more great music on the way on Winchester's own WWKY.
Tell me how to love you, baby.